No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
September 11th, 2006.
Names of the dead recited and tears here at Ground Zero. Beams of light and a memorial service honor the 184 who died here at the Pentagon.
And families gather here in Pennsylvania to remember those who died aboard Flight 93.
At the White House, what's the biggest security worry now?
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The pipes played in memory of the lives lost at Ground Zero during a wreath-laying ceremony attended by President Bush yesterday evening. And there will be more ceremonies this day, the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Our coverage begins this morning at Ground Zero with CBS News correspondent Dan Ravine.
On this sunny morning, similar to 5 years ago, on the edge of what some still call the pit. It's pretty empty down there, a temporary train station. There are plans soon to start building four new skyscrapers. Remembering more than 2,700 murder victims here, family members and politicians are gathering to hear the names recited, starting at 8:46 Eastern, the time when the first plane struck. More from Cammy McCormick.
They come to pay tribute to the victims, and many are overcome with emotion.
A lot of people died here that day, you know?
They walk slowly past the photographs that hang on a wall near Ground Zero.
It actually brought me to tears, some of these pictures. I just can't imagine what these people went through.
One woman said she came and brought her children because the attacks and their aftermath are something they'll have to deal with for the rest of their lives. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, New York.
I'm Lou Mulligano at Ground Zero. Survivor Will DeRiso describes the special quiet connection he feels with others in his firm who made it out of the South Tower 5 years ago and why so many of them stay on.
If we were to walk away from this company, we were to walk away from this city, we'd be walking away from the same people that died that day.
I'm Mark Knoller in New York. This is a day President Bush says he approaches with a heavy heart, reviving memories of events that changed the focus of his presidency and of America.
I vowed that I'm never going to forget the lessons of that day.
After attending ceremonies in New York, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, Mr. Bush addresses the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern.
The ceremony here in New York City about to begin. I'm Dan Ravive, now live to CBS's Barry Bagnato at the Pentagon.
Black smoke above the Potomac. Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England remembers entering this building in the hours after American Flight 77 hit, the blaze like a funeral pyre.
You could still literally feel it. I mean, you could feel it on your fingers. You could taste it in the air.
The 184 who died here will be remembered at a solemn service. Those who toiled, too. 5 years later, local firefighter Homer McElroy appreciates life so much more.
I don't care that I'm not a millionaire. I don't care that I don't have the biggest house in the world. But I'm walking and talking.
Where United Flight 93 went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
Families are gathering on this hallowed ground to remember the victims of Flight 93. Billy Marie Vanta lost her niece, Colleen Frazier, here.
God bless them all. That's all I can say. And God bless poor Colleen.
This sight brings great pain and grief to these families, but it also offers them comfort, a kind of emotional therapy.
This is Steve Futterman, live at Los Angeles International Airport. This was the destination for three of the four planes that were hijacked 5 years ago, including the two that crashed into the World Trade Center. Many of those on board the flights were from the Southern California area. Most passengers flying here today say they are not fearful.
Definitely comfortable. I feel appropriate security measures are being taken.
At noon today, there will be a special memorial service remembering those who never made it to LAX.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. On this grim anniversary, Presidential Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend looks at the dangers still facing the country.
What keeps you up at night? What worries you the most?
I go to bed at night worried. I wake up worried about the safety of the country. Probably the greatest threat in terms of the type of attack is a WMD. attack, a weapon of mass destruction.
Among the top security challenges now, closing terror links to the know-how and components to build a mass murder weapon. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There are others marking this day in a far different way. Ayman al-Zawahiri on a video aired by CNN in which the Al-Qaeda second-in-command encourages followers to step up attacks on the U.S. It's 5 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. One of the largest memorials to September 11th has been unveiled in Broomfield. The dedication ceremony was last night with about 400 people attending. Albuquerque sculptor Sonny Rivera submitting the winning design, which was influenced by the coverage of 9/11 he heard while driving to Colorado.
I had nothing but thoughts of what I was hearing on the radio. So as a result, 5 years later, I was very honored that I could have my thoughts and feelings on what this 9/11 memorial should look like.
The memorial ended up costing $400,000, but it would have been more than $1 million without donations. Castle Rock police want your help in finding a missing family. Joseph and Jacqueline Blecha and her daughter Ashley were supposed to return from Mesa Verde on Labor Day.
One of the neighbors said that the husband, Joseph Blecha, had picked up the family dog on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, and thanked them for caring for the dog while they were out of town, but then nobody has seen any of them since.
Castle Rock police say there are no signs of foul play at the family's home and the two vehicles are gone. If you have any information, call your local law enforcement agency. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning. Clearing a minor problem downtown Spirit, Colfax, otherwise a nice ride along the Front Range highways. Just keep in mind we have that big CDOT project started last night at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Crews have the westbound side completely closed. Westbound traffic moved to the eastbound side. So right now we're in good shape, but officials are saying we could see major delays, 30 minutes to 2 hours at points over the next 5 days. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather, areas of fog this morning.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Even one shred of the ABC, fake you drama about Path to 9/11, I haven't seen any of that stuff. I've stayed primarily away from it. And We've got a whole guest list full of people coming up to talk to you about 9/11. I want to talk to you about 9/11. High today, by the way, is going to be 71 with intermittent clouds. I have a couple of questions about 9/11. The questions I have is, are we safer now than we were 5 years ago? How could a president who had so much of this country and so much of the world, and even third world countries behind him, how could he in 5 years have squandered all of that to the point where the world is divided, to the point where we're divided here, to the point where our reputation suffers around the world? And the other question, Bin Laden, who was responsible for all of this? Who is the true person who was responsible for all of this? Why is he still on the loose? Why can't we get to Bin Laden? So there's so much to examine this morning. There's where you were when this happened, what you were up to the day that 9/11 occurred. I can tell you exactly where I was, in a hotel room in New Albany, Mississippi. And the only thing that they had on the cable news network in that hotel room was Fox. And I turned it on, and there was a picture of the trade centers under attack. And I said to Mary, come look at this. And we knew instinctively then that we had to leave and go back to Chicago because I would be needed on the air. And we drove back, and there was an eerie, eerie kind of feeling on the roadways and on the highways. Heading back, a feeling of uncertainty.
a feeling of what would the country do? And how are we going to counter this? And how could this have happened? And I remember it quite well. And when you call in this morning, I'll ask you where you were. And we'll exchange feelings this morning, as well as talk to a whole group of people who were involved in 9/11 in one way or another. Lieutenant William Keegan Jr. is a 12-year veteran of the Port Authority Police Department. He was awarded the highest medal for his contributions as Operation Commander of the WTC Rescue and Recovery Team. We're going to talk to him. He went in shortly after 9/11 happened. We're going to talk to General Wesley Clark. No stranger to this show, a retired four-star general in the U.S. Army. We'll get his take of where he was and what he thinks now, 5 years later. Ed Schultz will come along at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to Big Eddie about it. We have David Korn, the Washington editor of Nation and a Fox News Channel contributor. He's got a brand new book out called Hubris with Michael Isikoff about the war in Iraq. We'll talk to him, though, about 9/11 and some about the war in Iraq. And then at 9 o'clock, a guy who I think knows just about everything there is to know about this, and Osama bin Laden, and that's Dr. Michael Schroer, former head of the bin Laden unit and current CBS terrorism analyst. Schroer served in the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. We'll be talking to him. We've also got various audio cuts to play for you throughout the morning, so we hope you'll stick around, and we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. You can ask your own questions about 9/11 as we celebrate the and you know you always slip and say this, celebrate, and there's nothing to celebrate about. You know, as we observe the fifth anniversary of this terrible event, and there's so many questions.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
8318.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 619, 19 minutes after 6. High today, 71. Intermittent clouds and it's foggy out there. Now it's the anniversary of the devastating attacks on this country, 9/11. And we'll be talking about it all morning long. We'll get to some of your phone calls. The first person, though, I want you to hear from is Lieutenant William Keegan, Jr. He's a 20-year veteran of the Port Authority Police Department. He was awarded the highest medal for his contribution as operations commander of the WTC Rescue and Recovery Teams. He was also awarded a Medal of Valor for his rescue of children trapped in an elevator during the 1993 WTC bombings. He's got a brand new book out called Closure, The Untold Story of Ground Zero and the Recovery Mission, and we were lucky enough to be able to talk to him earlier this week. Let's welcome to the program Lieutenant William Keegan, Jr. He's written a book called Closure, The Untold Story of Ground Zero Recovery Mission with Bart Davis. And as you know, Lieutenant, it's 5 years now since 9/11, so I ask you to kind of go back in your memory. And first of all, tell us, where were you on the morning of 9/11?
Well, I had worked the midnight before, and I was rushing with my daughter to get her to a hospital for a speech evaluation. And it was just before 9 a.m. on that Tuesday morning when I received a phone call from my sister-in-law, Barbara, who works on Wall Street, and she said to me that it just come across the ticker that a plane had flown into the World Trade Center. And I asked her a few questions, and it seemed as if at the time people just thought that it was some lost pilot who made a mistake. She called me back a half hour later as a middle of the evaluation, and she said another plane just hit the building. And I knew at that point it was terrorism. I work for the Port Authority Police Department. We police the prime targets for terrorists, the George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, the seaports, the airports. And then I heard that the Pentagon was attacked. And so I finished the evaluation very quickly with my daughter, and when we ran home with my wife, and I packed my bag for a few days' worth of clothing, and I started heading up the New Jersey Turnpike, which was completely car-free, which you never see on any situation. Very busy roadway. And when I got there, all I saw were ambulances and military camouflage trucks heading up the New Jersey Turnpike. And as I approached... ...like the 93 bombing that I had participated in, that this one was going to be much more dangerous and this one was much more devastating to life.
Did you immediately go to the WT site, or did they have you wait, or how did that work? Because you participated in the recovery at the site, so at that point with it all burning and it just happened, they were trying to get people out, of course, but they weren't in a position really to try to recover anything other than save as many human beings as they possibly could, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But what happened with me is as I got down towards the Holland Tunnel, which connects New Jersey with New York, I saw that there were all ambulances lined up along each side of the many lanes of plaza traffic. And as I got closer to the Holland Tunnel, I'd seen it taken all the big trucks out, and those big trucks were replaced with cots and IV poles and medical people. And I saw that there was nobody being treated. And dawned on me, and I asked somebody, I said, why isn't anybody moving? They said, we haven't gotten any calls.
Mm.
And then that's when it started dawning on me how many people maybe did not survive this. Now, you got to remember, it was the greatest evacuation of a skyscraper in this country's history prior to those buildings falling. But once they fell, there were no more. And that was my first indication that it was going to be difficult finding people to rescue. When I got across the Holland Tunnel into New York, it was like walking onto the moon. There was that cement dust everywhere, in every nook and cranny of every car, of every window, of every business. There were car alarms going off. There was paper everywhere. Little pieces of paper flying around in the wind. As I got closer to our command post on Northmore and West Street, I started to notice more people, and they were rescue workers or people who had gotten out of the buildings, and I noticed that they were all covered in that white dust, and the only thing you could see from them were their blue or green or brown eyes. And they all had their thousand-yard stare. They all were looking past you. They were looking at nothing. They had just been through the most horrific crime ever committed in this country and devastation of loss of life, and they didn't know where they were, and they were walking around. You had to grab them by the arm to stop them and to talk to them, and they gave you just nonsense answers. When I saw that, I looked down the street, West Street, and I saw the collapse, and I saw it lying across West Street. It was about three or four stories high on West Street and went up to as high as seven or eight stories high on the where the two towers had stood. And I made my way down towards there. I grabbed a couple of the guys, and I said, come on, let's get down, and let's start an operation. Let's see what we can find out down there. And I knew that the Port Authority Police Department knew those buildings best because they were owned by us. They were policed by us. We didn't have to respond that day because we have a precinct right there. And we started an operation, and just as I started the operation at a location of a van trying to inventory equipment to see who parked it there, building number 7 came down. And it wasn't more than 50, 75 yards away from me. And when that building came down, a big, large dust cloud started moving towards us, and I never thought something that big could move so fast. And we started running for our lives down West Street, and in fact, it did catch up to us, and we did breathe some of that stuff in, and we took some cover behind one of the big buses there and let it blow by us. And, boy, I tell you, I was in the 93 bombing, but this was the message from that building to me that this wasn't going to be like 1993.
You suffer any health problems due to breathing in all of that that concrete and all that dust?
Yeah, I don't think any of us have escaped it. Some are worse than others. I had the same chronic conditions with my sinuses and bronchitis, digestive problems, headaches. It was a chronic thing. Every day I woke up, it took me a while to clear my nose. I would bleed from my nose, and it was just a terrible condition. I went through a detoxification program that basically calls for a lot of exercise and sauna and vitamins and oils to sort of dislodge all of that stuff and to get you to perspire it out. And that seemed to help a lot. And I know a number of the firefighters and a number of my men have gone through that process, and they see that some of the sort of minor nagging issues have gone away. But just now, information's dribbling out. Finally, after 5 years, we're getting some answers that the air quality was not good down there, and that there, in fact, is a relationship between people's illnesses today and their work at the World Trade Center.
Right, right, yeah. That was just in the New York Times here last week. How much time did you spend, do you think, collectively at Ground Zero?
Well, unfortunately, they tell me that I spent close to 3,000 hours there.
Wow.
The Port Authority Police Department did not rotate their personnel out. So when we arrived on September 11th, I lost some guys in, you know, back to the commands, but it was basically us from September 11th of 01 until May 30th of 02.
We're talking to Lieutenant William Keegan, Jr. His book is Closure, The Untold Story of Ground Zero, The Recovery Mission. When you started the recovery mission, when you started to get in there and to try to recover what you could out of there, what did you find?
We found, so many things that were close to us, obviously colleagues and things. We found all kinds of property also. And one of the pieces I point to in the book that became a much bigger recovery than I thought was when one of my officers found the Nova Scotia Bank vault.
Mm.
And in that vault was over $500 million of gold and silver. It was a repository for the COMEX market and for Wall Street. And I couldn't believe that it was there. I did not know it was there. But again, like I said, a lot of the guys who worked in the Trade Center knew the building inside out. And I took that word back to my higher-ups, and in fact, they knew, the bank knew it was there, obviously, but they did not want to advertise it. But now that they had found it and the word was out, they were afraid that the COMEX market may collapse if, in our demolition of the other buildings around it, we were to make that inaccessible. So in other words, if people found out that that much gold had disappeared, basically, or however long it would disappear, that the COMEX market and the world economy would suffer greatly. As soon as I heard that, I knew that we couldn't let that happen. As soon as I heard that, I had to take some of my men and say, we got to remove this gold. And over a four-day period, we took 133 Brinks trucks full of silver and gold and took them from Manhattan to Brooklyn so that the terrorists wouldn't get another victory, that they weren't going to stop this economy again. Mm. Enough of a hit. And we rallied around each other, and it was an incredible, incredible detail to get that 133 trucks out of there.
Anything else that you found that besides the obvious that comes to mind that will stick with you and that you'll always remember?
Well, yeah, I mean, we also thought we had made an incredible recovery. The whole World Trade Center was a crime scene, and you're looking for evidence. And,
right.
And looking for that evidence, we were especially looking for the black boxes from the planes to try to explain what had happened on those planes prior to them slamming into the buildings. And one of the operating engineers that were operating a rig over by the barge that would take the materials over to the Staten Island landfill, he had noticed that there was an object that looked an awful lot like the posters, the pictures on the posters that were all up around the site. The FBI and FAA were really looking for this. And when one of my lieutenants responded over, he thought it looked exactly like the black boxes in shape, although it had been burnt, blackened and burnt brown. And when he got over there, he took this object and took it back to our command post, and the three or four of us looked at it, and it was the exact same shape. And we were very happy that we were able to have made this find. And we called the FBI, and they responded right away. And when he got there, they said they didn't think it was it, but they were going to take it with them anyway. And it's something I've never heard another word about, and obviously I became very busy and didn't follow up on it. But it was that, you know, I point to that story, too, is nothing left that site without being inspected three and four times. I think that should go to the families to know that we tried the best we could to look at everything before it left the site.
You think you'll ever, ever, ever get any closure on this? Well, is that the reason you wrote the book, to bring closure, hopefully, not only to you, but to the people who are your friends, who you worked with, and your family who has lived through this? I mean, will you ever get closure?
I don't think you ever. I don't think closure is a destination. I think it's something we strive for, and what we need to do is survive the incident by being able to control it, and you can control it by getting information. And why I wrote this book, number one, is to highlight the incredible courage of the men and women that conducted the rescue and recovery mission from a person who was there with them. And secondly, I wanted to let the families know at the exacting processes that we used in order to make sure that no remains left that site without being recovered by us. And I think that when I named the book Closure, I kind of meant it as, if I give you this honest and true information about what lengths we went to, maybe then you could move forward and put this behind you. And that's what I'm talking about moving towards closure.
Hmm. You ever dream about it?
Oh, sure. I don't know whether they're dreams or nightmares, but there are some images, I think, all of us, when we talk with each other. We all each have different images. Some of us have the same, but there's usually two or three images that you can't get out of your head. And I'm told that you never will get them out of your head. What you need to do is learn how to deal with those images and understand that the work we did in that very abnormal environment was normal, and that we are not abnormal. The environment within which we worked and were asked to work was the abnormal part, and that we can get back to putting that in some sort of context in our heads. You don't need to think about that all the time. You need to put it out of your head and go back to your normal life. And it's a very difficult process. I know I just said it in a few words. It's a very difficult process, but it's one which, if you stick with it and start understanding it and being able to control it, you can move forward away from it.
Anything else you want to tell people listening this morning? Anything else you want to throw in?
Well, you know, the most important thing, and one of the other reasons I wrote this book, is that it's a first-person account from down there. I'm not a journalist that went around interviewing people and was told stories. This is what I actually witnessed, felt, saw, tasted. And I wanted people to remember, 5 years out now, the incredible horror of that day. But I also wanted them to remember how this country was unified and how the members of the rescue recovery teams and the construction workers unified. And that started healing the wound. And when we work together, we can heal those wounds no matter how big. And I just would like, after 5 years, for people to remember that time when we're all a little more compassionate, where we didn't look at what was different about us. We looked at what was the same about us. And if we could do that again 5 years later, I think then that my book would have served the purpose.
The book is called Closure. Let me tell folks a little bit about you. Lieutenant William Keegan, Jr. is a 20-year veteran of the Port Authority Police Department. He was awarded the highest medal for his contribution as operations commander of the WTC Rescue and Recovery Teams. He was also awarded the Medal of Valor for his rescue of children trapped in an elevator during the 1993 WTC bombing. He lives in New Jersey with his wife and his three daughters. Lieutenant Keegan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really do appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you very much.
Pretty powerful words from Lieutenant William Keegan, Jr. 6:35, it's 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Foggy out there, so be careful when you're driving. High today, 71, intermittent clouds. And coming up next, we're going to talk to General Wesley Clark. We got time to take in some phone calls from you, I believe. And we have a moment of silence coming up as well. 303-713-7600. If you want to comment about this day, 5 years after this terrible tragedy of 9/11, if you want to comment about any of it, would love to hear from you. 303-713-7600. We'd love to ask you where you were when this happened, and your feelings 5 years out. It's 6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, Gina, I'm sorry. I just...
I'm sorry.
I just totally overlooked you.
That's okay. That's all right. Not bad for Monday. Fog obviously is what we're dealing with right now in a lot of areas, so you want to be careful as you head out. Right now it's affecting both directions of I-25 near downtown, also along the Boulder Turnpike, very heavy near Sheridan. Southbound 25, we're just catching the usual delays now out of Thornton, 104th to 84th, and also on 270 across Commerce City. Weather today, areas of fog obviously this morning, midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
It's time for your children's school pictures. And for photos you'll have forever, you'll want them to look their best. Fantastic Sands will cut and style your kids' hair with care. Plus, the shampoo service is always included at Fantastic Sands.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Top three reasons I'm getting rid of my old appliances. Number three, my ice maker stopped working 2 years ago. Number two, all the knobs on my washer are broken, so I have to turn it on with pliers. And number one, in a way, I get rewarded for it.
Right now, get up to a $200 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate on any major appliance purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
So, what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No! What's the deal with us assembling furniture for Confucius?
He who inserts board J into slot C will live in a happy home.
Do you have any soda?
He who goes without soda will live 100 years.
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic.
Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Now, how did we get from a point where 99.99% of this country was behind that man 5 years ago? And now, we are bitterly, bitterly divided. Just one of the questions that I think should be asked. The other question is, why is Osama bin Laden still on the loose? Are we any safer now than we were 5 years ago? A lot of unanswered questions here on the anniversary of 9/11, the fifth year anniversary. Want to weigh in on this? 303-713-7600. I have three lines open. If you want to tackle any of this and want to give your feelings about where you were, want to talk about where you were when this happened and what your feelings are now about it 5 years later, I find myself alternating from absolute downright sorrow to, I can admit it, to at times just frustration and rage over what has gone on and how things have been mishandled. Here's Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and good morning to your guest. Yeah, I was in Waltham, Massachusetts, home of TJ Maxx Corporation, and former home of all those young people who got on the plane that morning. A lot of memorials there as well. It's also the home of Hanscom Air Force Base, and it was noticeable to me that the jets didn't fly over until quite a long time after, you know, everything had gone down. You know, Hanscom has a readiness that's amazing. I felt angry when I finally did hear the jets fly over that nothing had been done up to that point. You know, I come from a military family. You know, this just isn't how it's done. You know, so, I mean, it's, you know, it's not like Pearl Harbor where, you know, radar was an untested technology and we didn't have all these tools at our disposal. We have the most ready military probably anywhere on the planet. And a few days later, my father and I sailed from, you know, a small boat from his place up in Maine down to Kittery, Maine, which is a nuclear submarine installation. And we got off the boat, and nobody asked us any questions, asked for anything. You know, they're just like, hi, how you doing? We need to be safer, and our ports need to be secured. Anyone can come into this country either by small boat or however, without so much as a question. You know, our nuclear power plants aren't being protected properly. Our chemical plants aren't being, you know, there's no plan to protect those. You know, shipping containers aren't being inspected at our ports, but they do that in Hong Kong routinely every day. You know, the Japanese have bomb sniffing, you know, machines that can identify even liquid bombs like the one that was recently discovered.
Well, most of the 9/11 Commission recommendations have not been instituted.
Right,
so here we're sitting here 5 years after this horrible, horrible event, and you're right. It's like we're rattling on the cage door demanding something be done, but
right.
Our keepers just don't seem to want to do anything.
And this lie keeps being perpetrated, saying that the Democrats, you know, the liberals, the intellectuals, they don't want us safer. You know, they say that we're complaining about security measures. No, we're the ones calling for those. We are the one asking for those, saying, look, you know, you didn't really, you're asleep at the switch, folks. And, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe that George Bush did anything but be completely and totally negligent. But that said, you know, the Republicans could have dealt with cockpit doors back in 96 after Project Bojinka. They didn't. They refused to do it. That could have thwarted this plot. You know? They could have stepped up to the plate.
I agree. I've examined this. I've looked at it. I've tossed it over in my mind. I've tossed over where we are now, how we got to where we are. I've been tossing it over for the last God knows how long, and it's just an incredible set of circumstances where we sit now, 5 years out, as to where we were 5 years ago. And you got to ask those questions. Are we safer? I don't think we are.
We're definitely not.
You know, why don't we have Osama bin Laden? And there's an article today in the Washington Post that the trail has gone cold on him.
Where's the guy who did the anthrax attacks?
I mean, we don't have, you know, we don't,
you know,
have any
people.
Well, we don't have any of that stuff.
Where is he?
I can't answer.
Where is he?
Well, can't answer. Don't know. The trail has apparently gone cold. Christian, thank you, man.
Appreciate the call. Yeah.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600 as we talk about 9/11 and the five-year anniversary of 9/11 and how a country so united. Weren't we all united behind the president? Weren't we all united behind him? And weren't we all, I mean, as Frank Rich points out yesterday in the New York Times, that he could have been Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he squandered it. He really did squander it. And now we sit here in election year politics, and we sit here and we're very, very, very divided. Your recollections of 9/11 and your feelings about where we are today at 303-713-7600. We're now going to pause for a moment of silence. This is when the first plane hit the tower in New York that many of you saw on cable TV news networks if you were watching. And then we'll be back with more.
So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
He called us about 10 minutes after the airplane actually hit, and he was just telling his wife and his kids to not worry, that he was in God's hands. So that was the last we heard from him.
I consider my brother a hero for many reasons.
We have it from other people on the aircraft who said that he and some other passengers were hoping to get at these guys somehow. So perhaps Mark was able to help save the lives of people on the ground.
We all work as a team, so everybody's working as hard as we can. Yeah, these guys would work till they drop to get people out.
And I'm driving along Main Street. Every business has their flag out. Every person along Main Street, I just think it's wonderful, but I think it's bringing out the patriotism in everybody.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Let every nation know
this mass terrorism,
whether it wishes us well or ill,
is the new evil in our world today.
That we shall pay any price.
It's difficult to breathe.
Bear any burden.
People ran into nearby office buildings once they got out of the danger zone.
Eat any hardship.
Oh, there it goes.
Support any friend.
Not as Republicans or Democrats, but as Americans.
Oppose any foe.
Make no mistake.
To assure the survival and the success of liberty.
The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Despite these holocausts, America is today the strongest, the most influential, and most productive nation in the world.
I have the ring sitting in my room, and I was going to give it to her within the next month. I just want to meet her and see her so I can give it to her. And then we can spend the rest of our life together.
And we held on to each other, and he flashed a light, and he directed us to Building 5, and we went out Building 5.
Yeah, I pray for these people. It's no words to describe what's going on out there.
future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted.
We'll be patient.
It belongs to the brave.
We'll be focused.
That's the way freedom is.
And we'll be steadfast in our determination.
We wouldn't change it for a minute.
But make no mistake about it, we will win.
It's unspeakable. There are no words to describe it. I wish I could. I'm going to have to go home and sort the whole thing out.
Devastating. Can't imagine anything worse than this.
I'm sad that my daughter's gone. I will miss her tremendously. There's nothing that can ever take her place.
I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families.
God bless all of you.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You to remember, if you snooze, you can't lose. Get plenty of sleep and rest along with a healthy diet. At Kaiser Permanente, they want you to stay healthy and thrive.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, high today 71, intermittent clouds. And let me talk to you about the Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life, and one of the biggest misconceptions out there is that, it's about the LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together, but like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Susan.
I'm at a gas station in Austin, and my brother just called me, and he has locked himself out of my truck. I'm standing 200 miles away from him.
Can I have your four-digit security PIN number?
507.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send an unlock signal to the vehicle.
That's why I sold my Ford truck, and I bought a Denali and a Hummer.
Well, there you go.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Your vehicle doors are unlocked now.
The doors are unlocked?
Yep.
Let me call the cell phone he called me on. Brett, they're unlocked? Okay. OnStar, I love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for using OnStar.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, another one just hit. Just flew directly over my building. Can you see it? I can see it on this shot.
Oh, my.
Something else has just...
You know what?
We just saw
a plane circling the building. We just saw a plane circling the building, and now you have to move from talk about a possible accident to talk about something deliberate.
6:53, 53 minutes past the hour, high today 71, intermittent clouds. We're talking about 9/11, 5 years out. 303-713-7600. Your observations, how you feel about where the country is now. Are we any safer than we were 5 years ago? How could so much national unity be squandered? And there's so much divisiveness now. And also where you were when 9/11 happened. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. Here's Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Marshall.
That compilation right before the break was pretty moving.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
That was good. Just to remind people, what's this day? What happened? And you know, I was in college, and I kind of feel like I was in a fog, kind of like today, you know, where I was in my own little world. And then, you know, my girlfriend, now wife, called me up, and she said, we're being attacked. And, you know, we go to the TV, and, you know, I went over to her apartment, and we watched. And we watched the buildings come down. And it's like, hello, you know, the world's here. And it's just, it's difficult. And, you know, one of the things that bothers me is how this tragedy has turned into a political football. And it just really bothers me that, you know, even the, you know, the path to 9/11 thing, well, it's like, how did we get here? How did we go from this being a national tragedy, this being something that's very difficult to deal with, you know, and we want to respond, into just another, you know, political football to banter around, to push in your, you know, opponent's faces? And I don't understand that. And I don't understand, you know, you had that firefighter on. And you know, they did the ultimate sacrifice. And I don't see how, you know, our government has asked anything of the rest of us. There's been no shared sacrifice. There's been no asking of the American people to give a little bit more of themselves to make sure this never happens again.
No, we've been told to go about our business and that no sacrifice was needed. And how this thing has become a political football is because, in my opinion, this president, George W. Bush, had a miraculous opportunity to go after terrorism in a unity way with everybody signed on, and instead they took the tragedy and they exploited it for their own political purposes, and here's where we stand today.
Well, and you know, that was one of the, you know, things that kind of was like a huh moment for me, is when we were asked to shop. That's what we were asked to do. We were asked to move on with our lives and shop. And it's just mind-boggling. I mean, these, you know, firefighters, your policemen, everyone that worked down the World Trade Center, they put their lives on the line for us, for the people in those towers. And we should be willing to at least sacrifice more than, you know, whether we're going to be shopping or not, to make sure that this never happens again.
I agree. I mean, I think it's wrong on so many levels. Why aren't people outraged that Osama bin Laden is still not captured?
Well, but we live in a great nation. If we come together and we all give a little bit of ourselves, and we all do more than, you know, Brian Williams asked the president when he was at Katrina about shared sacrifice, and the president's response was, oh, well, we all pay our taxes. That's, you know, paying your taxes is the bare minimal, you know? I mean, there's got to be something else that, you know, mirrors at least a tiny portion of the effort.
You know what's missing? What's missing is the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Let's go get them, and let's arrest them, and let's put a stop to this, and let's kill them if we have to. What has replaced that, that's been replaced with fear and paranoia and moves against people's individual civil liberties and a war of choice we didn't need and still don't need. You know, you look back 5 years, look where we are. I mean, I'm like you, Marshall. I just don't particularly like it. Marshall, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Coming up next, we'll talk to General Wesley Clark, and we'll find out where he was when 9/11 happened, and also what he has to say about 9/11 and about the political landscape in general in this country. And then we'll take more of your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk as we remember 5 years ago, 9/11.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Mark Knoller, live in New York.
God bless America.
A patriotic ceremony outside a firehouse in Lower Manhattan, where President Bush has joined with police and firefighters in observing moments of silence at the times each of the Twin Towers were hit 5 years ago. It's a day that transformed his presidency, and Mr. Bush says he faces this anniversary with a heavy heart. He'll also be attending similar ceremonies today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. This evening, he reflects on the meaning of this day in an Oval Office address to the nation at 9 Eastern. Live in New York, I'm Mark Knoller. With more CBS News, here is Steve Kathan.
At Ground Zero, they're reading the names of World Trade Center victims.
Edelmiro Abad.
Maria Rose Abad.
In a moment, they'll take note of the time the second plane hit. Ceremonies today, too, in Washington, where they'll mark the attack on the Pentagon.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. On the South Lawn, a single chime, a moment of silence, and taps mark the fifth anniversary of the exact moment that the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Vice President Cheney and current and former Bush cabinet members bowed their heads here at the place thought to have been another 9/11 target. Unlike that fateful blue sky day 5 years ago, it's cloudy in Washington, but the memories of the day of terror are quite clear. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
This is Jim Crisula live in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Hundreds of people who lost loved ones here 5 years ago are gathering to remember, grieve, pay tribute, and lean on one another. Frank Guerra's granddaughter was on Flight 93.
It's nice to be here with all the other family members, and it's very comforting to be here and to know that everybody realizes that this is a very important day for all of us.
Still struggling with the loss of his sister, one man told me he feels her spirit here. Live in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, I'm Jim Crisula. CBS News.
Well, we remember the victims and the heroes. Al-Qaeda's number two man is making new threats on videotape. Ayman al-Zawahiri warns Israel and Arab Gulf states are now targets, and he calls for more resistance against the United States. In the first war on terror battlefront, there's been more carnage. At the Afghanistan funeral of a provincial governor who was killed yesterday, a suicide bomber killed at least six people. Busy work day for the Shuttle Atlantis crew. CBS's Peter King's following the mission.
They're all aboard the International Space Station.
Houston, on the big loop, we see your visitors. Give us a wave.
And with docking behind them, it's right down to work. They'll use the shuttle's robot arm to lift a 17-ton addition for the station out of the shuttle's cargo bay and then hand off to the space station's robot arm. They're also preparing for three spacewalks in 4 days, starting tomorrow.
S&P futures are down three. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic. Or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic. Or the old, the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like the sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Dive crews will be at Dillon Reservoir this morning looking for a missing 40-year-old Summit County man. Summit County Rescue Group's Mike Schmidt says the man disappeared Saturday.
He hasn't shown up since. Last time he was seen was on Dillon Reservoir. So basically that dive team out looking around, checking his home, stuff like that.
Crews will begin diving near the man's boat that's moored at Frisco Arena. One of the largest memorials to September 11th has been unveiled in Broomfield. The dedication ceremony was last night with about 400 people there. Albuquerque sculptor Sonny Rivera submitted the winning design, which was influenced by the coverage of 9/11 he heard while driving to Colorado.
I had nothing but thoughts of what I was hearing on the radio. So as a result, 5 years later, I was very honored that I could have my thoughts and feelings on what this 9/11 memorial should look like.
The memorial ended up costing $400,000, but would have been more than $1 million without donations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Some major delays around Metro Denver, but the fog is a big factor for us right now for the morning rush. I-25 will be slower than usual cutting across town. I-70 affected at York, Chambers, out to DIA. It's also settled over Aurora. Very poor visibility along 225 in many spots and along the entire stretch of the Boulder Turnpike. So you want to slow it down this morning, keep a good distance with the car in front of you. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather, areas of fog this morning, midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms and a high of 74. Right now it's 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1 hour digital prints from King Supers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsupers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as three All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than face suspension, all three plan to announce their retirements. No names have been officially released, but sources say they are outfielder
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
5 years after 9/11, are we safer? What have we sacrificed? And what does the future hold? This is a special edition of the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 high today, 71, intermittent clouds, and it's foggy out there, so be careful if you're behind the wheel. We'll take more of your phone calls at 303-713-7600, your observations about the five-year anniversary of 9/11, where you were when it happened. Do you think we're safer now? Do you think we're more safer now than we were 5 years ago? This question of unity, of something that should have been a unifying event, has become something that has drawn deep divisions in the country. Also the fact that Osama bin Laden and his henchmen still to this day are on the loose. We'll take your calls about that. I've got four lines open at 303-713-7600. But let's spend some time visiting with former presidential candidate, General Wesley Clark, who agreed to be on the program to talk about 9/11. He, of course, is a retired four-star general in the U.S. Army. He was America's Supreme Allied Commander in Europe of NATO from 1997 to 2000, and is an investment banker and currently runs Westpac. And this is what General Clark had to say. General, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
We're talking about the fifth anniversary of 9/11, and one of the things I want to ask you is, where were you when 9/11 happened?
I was in Little Rock, and I was headed to work, and I was trying to call someone in New York. And my first indication of a problem was about 10 to 8 in the morning in Little Rock. and I couldn't get my cell phone to work. It just went into a black hole. And I got into the office, and we were up on the top floor of an office building in Little Rock, and someone had a TV on, and they said some plane had crashed into a building in New York. And I walked back to my office. I came back and looked at the TV a few minutes later, and they said, oh, my God, another one. And I had signed on to CNN to be their military analyst in July, but I hadn't actually been called to be on the air. And I got called about 30 minutes later, and I spent most of the rest of the day in the TV studio.
And your impressions of that day?
Well, first, I immediately believed it was Osama bin Laden. Secondly, it wasn't clear how extensive the plot might be. Were there 5th, 6th, 7th airliners? Were there any other materials in the aircraft? For example, that big cloud that enveloped lower Manhattan, was it just the debris? Did it have some kind of toxic chemical in it? We didn't know any of those things, and we didn't know what was coming next. And so there was a lot of uncertainty in my mind about whether this was the whole attack and we'd seen it all, or whether there was more to come.
Here we are now, 5 years later, and I know that we only have a short time together because I know you're very, very busy this morning, but where do you think we stand 5 years later?
Well, I'm glad we invaded Afghanistan, but we didn't put the resources or put the plan together to really do the job right. It was a throw-together job. We let Osama bin Laden get away, and then we turned our attention away from Afghanistan and focused on the invasion of Iraq. The invasion of Iraq was not only unnecessary, it's complicated and made more difficult the war against the terrorists who attack this country. Our armed forces are bogged down. We've spent hundreds of billions of dollars. We've lost over 2,600 American service members over there. No telling how many Iraqis we've killed. And basically, we've served the purposes of the terrorists in Iraq by serving as a recruiting device. The whole world can see pictures of Americans engaged in combat in the Islamic world, and they're using that to recruit terrorists to come against us. The fact is that there are more people who are affiliated with al-Qaeda today than there were in 2001. There are more terrorist incidents today than there were then, and so we may have taken out some of the key people, and I'm delighted that at last we're going to put 14 people on trial for terrorism. But the president's losing ground because he's followed a counterproductive strategy.
If we turned around tomorrow and we said, okay, we don't want you to run for president. We don't want you to be an investment banker. We don't want you to head this pack that you have, and we'll talk about that in a second. But what we want you to do is we want you to take over the war on terror. We want you to take over what's going on in Iraq. What would you do?
Well, first of all, I clearly separate the war on terror from what's going on in Iraq. They are not directly related, except that what we're doing in Iraq is making it more difficult to fight the war on terror. So we've got to find a way to handle our regional concerns in the Middle East. That means going after the Shiite militias in Baghdad. It means putting political pressure on the government to take charge and get violence under control. And it means having a dialogue with Iraq's neighbors in the region, Iran and Syria, as well as Turkey, Kuwait, Jordan, and the others. So that's the plan to get started in Iraq. And if we do that, I think we can begin, if we do it the right way, we can begin to start withdrawing some U.S. troops shortly. But in the war on terror, you've got to make more friends than enemies in the world, and you have to use these states to help you, other countries. But look, Britain has to clamp down. Germany, Denmark, Spain, Morocco. We have to be leaders in the world in sharing information, in training law enforcement agencies. And the idea is, first, you use intelligence, information gathering, law enforcement, and military only as a last resort in the war on terror. This is essentially an ideological struggle within Islam We have friends within Islam. We should be reinforcing them. They don't agree with overthrowing governments in places like Saudi Arabia and Jordan. People basically support those governments. So there's a hard core of these people that want these governments overthrown, and they're the ones that are attacking us. We need to make common cause with more countries and work with others more effectively.
All right. Finally, here before we run out of time, a couple of more questions. Talk to us about Westpac and how those of us who are listening to you this morning can get involved with Westpac.
Well, we're on the Internet at www.securingamerica.com, and I hope every listener will come in, check our site out. I'd like your support, because what I'm doing is I'm spending several days each week campaigning for candidates who are running for office in 2006. I think 2006 is the time to make a difference. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, I hope you'll vote in this election, because that's your duty as an American citizen. And I think you should make sure you're registered and make sure you've studied the issues and you go to the polls ready to cast your ballot. But when you do that, I think you'll find that there are a lot of great men and women running as Democrats who love this country. They're very patriotic. They have strong values. And they stand up for the little guy. And that's what the Democratic Party's been about, a strong America. And we're in it for everybody. We're all in this together, and we're going to make life better. And that's why I'm a Democrat.
All right. Last question. I ask you this every time you're on. I've had you on once before, so I don't want to make it like we're good friends and that you've been on here, you know, 1,000 times. But when are we going to see, for those of us who are interested, when are we going to see your hat in the arena or the ring again? What are your upcoming plans, and will you seek national office again?
Well, I haven't said I won't run again. But right now I'm focused on 2006. I think it'd be a disservice for me to go out and campaign for myself at the expense of the men and women who are putting their whole lives on hold to run for public office this year.
I don't know, General. You and Mark Warner would be a pretty powerful combination, if you ask me.
Well, I appreciate your saying that, but we'll just have to see. I want to help Democrats change the Congress in 2006. I know other people are out running right now for themselves, but I'm working for the candidates who have got their hats in the ring for this election, this time. And you got some wonderful candidates in your area. I've been down to Colorado Springs. I've been in Boulder. And I just think the voters of Colorado have some great choices, and I hope they'll make the right decisions.
Thank you so much for joining us on this very, very solemn morning. And thank you for being so candid and open, and I look forward to having you on again. It's been a real honor, General.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, there's General Wesley Clark. All right, we'll continue with your calls at 303-713-7600. How have things changed for you? Where were you when this happened? And how can a country that was so unified, the world so unified after 9-11, 9-12, I mean, everybody was with us, and now here we are 5 years later, and none of that exists, and we're polarized not only within ourselves, but our reputation around the world is in shambles, and Osama bin Laden is still on the loose. Two lines open. It's 303-713-7600. And get off your half moons. Use them or lose them. And let's talk about where you were in 9-11 and about your feelings on this fifth anniversary at 303-713-7600.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Our normal morning hotspots even slower right now due to fog. Southbound 25 is thick, 104th to 84th, and then again just past I-70 toward downtown, of course. Significant slowing on 270 from I-76 to York, and the fog is heavy along I-70 through the metro. In Aurora, be careful along 225 at 6th and Parker due to congestion and poor visibility. Out of Boulder, you'll need extra time along the turnpike due to the weather, especially near Sheridan. So far, though, we're running collision-free. Weather today, areas of fog this morning, midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's time for your children's school pictures. And for photos you'll have forever, you'll want them to look their best. Fantastic Sam's will cut and style your kids' hair with care. Plus, the shampoo service is always included at Fantastic Sam's.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Good morning. It's 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, author Samuel Butler once said, the greatest pleasure of a dog is that you may make a fool of yourself with him, and not only will he not scold you, but he will make a fool of himself, too. And you know what? That's totally true when it comes to my dogs, Coco and Jackson. You know, I can make an idiot out of myself, and they don't care. They just participate right along. And that's one of the reasons why I really, 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 really love them. And if you love your dogs, then you owe it to yourself to find out about Purina One. You really do. Have you made an effort to eat healthier and to take better care of yourself and your family? Well, what about your dog? Is he part of the family? You betcha he is. And that's why there's new Purina One Natural Blends that makes it easy for you to make healthy changes in your dog naturally. New Purina One Natural Blends is made with natural wholesale ingredients like real white meat chicken, brown rice, and oatmeal. It's naturally preserved to add, with no added fillers, artificial colors, or even flavors. You know what? Could a natural dog food help change your dog's health for the better? Try Purina One Natural Blends for 30 days and see your dog's health energy, skin, coat, teeth, and digestion. Look for Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a free coupon for a 4-pound bag so you can make the healthy change for your dog, and you can do it naturally. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
What is the President of the United States going to do about Bin Laden right now?
Ed Schultz.
How are you going to fight the war on terror? I'd like to have some clarification as to what the plan is. Because you know what? In the last four speeches, all I've gotten was a scorecard. I haven't felt the fever from President Bush that we're going to get that son of a... I haven't felt that.
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it. I want to see it. I want to know they're going after him.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Wow.
And some
Jamie,
people were...
Jamie, I need you to stop for a second. There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising. And I can't... I'll tell you that I can't see that second tower. But there was a cascade of sparks and fire. A part of the south, that would be the south tower, has apparently collapsed. That is about as frightening a scene as you will ever see.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, high today 71, intermittent clouds, and it's foggy out there. 5 years after the tragic events of 9/11, where do we stand as a country? 303-713-7600. There's so many questions that you can answer. Why is Bin Laden on the loose, as Ed Schultz said? How does a president take something that should be a unity of purpose situation and squander that unity of purpose? There should be some answers here forthcoming as to why all of this is going on, and there doesn't seem to be any. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jacqueline in Boulder. Jacqueline, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi.
I was just calling because I wanted to say that I'm really thankful that on your show this morning you were talking about this. I was really disappointed because NPR didn't have any coverage. No other local stations did. And I grew up on the East Coast. I watched this all happen, and it's just a very difficult day, especially being in Colorado, being away from everyone who was really affected by this firsthand. And so I just really wanted to say thank you.
No, you're more than welcome. It is a very, very, it's a very, very tough day. I mean, if I had my choice, I'd call in sick today.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to, you know, this is very, very, it's very, very hard to confront this. And I don't know about you, but I find myself bouncing between the, you know, the two polar opposites of, or maybe they're not opposites, maybe they're connected. The two polar, the two positions of sorrow over all of this, and then rage over the fact that we're sitting here 5 years later, and to me, we're in a bigger mess, and nothing has been done.
Well, I absolutely feel the same way, and I mean, it's a very sad day, but it's also very eye-opening. Makes you realize that not much has changed. I lived in New York City for years after this event, and I never felt safer. I mean, anyone can walk onto the subway. Anyone can come in anywhere. You keep hearing over and over again, oh, let's be vigilant. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? How come nothing really has changed?
Well, you know, we also have the argument of how do you have a safe society yet ensure civil liberties as well? You know, that's another question. I mean, there's so many unanswered questions, but it seems to me that what we should have done was we should have gone first and foremost after Al-Qaeda.
Well, and I
we should have dealt
that,
with them,
I mean,
we should have killed them, and we didn't kill them, and there doesn't seem to be any mainstream media raising of this question about them.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that our government didn't do more because they had so much of our backing. Everyone was behind them. Everyone was behind Giuliani. Everyone was behind the president, even if you didn't believe in his ideals, because you wanted to see something happen. And, I mean, they just let us down.
Yeah, and they're still letting us down today. Jacqueline, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Do we have the sound of Dick Cheney from Meet the Press yesterday, where Tim Russert is asking him about Iraq, and he does this incredible, incredible, incredible spin job. I mean, he was spinning so hard that it made me dizzy just watching this. And when you watch this, this is the kind of thing where, you know, you have sorrow over what's coming up, which in this case was today, 9/11. But also you want to throw, as Mary said, you just want to throw something at your television set. Because what is this guy talking about? Here, let's listen a little bit of this.
We've never been able to confirm any connection between Iraq and 9/11.
And the meeting with Atta did not occur.
We don't know. I mean, we've never been able to link it, and the FBI and CIA have worked it aggressively. I would say at this point nobody has been able to confirm.
Then why, in the lead up to the war, was there the constant linkage between Iraq and Al-Qaeda?
That's a different issue. Now, there's a question of whether or not Al-Qaeda or whether or not Iraq was involved in 9/11. As a separate apart from that, it's the issue of whether or not there was a historic relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. The basis for that is probably best captured in George Tenet's testimony before the Senate Intel Committee in open session, where he said specifically that there was a pattern, a relationship that went back at least a decade between Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
But the president said they were working in concert, giving the strong suggestion to the American people that they were involved in September 11th.
No. There are two totally different propositions here, and people have consistently tried to confuse them. And it's important, I think, that there's a third proposition as well, too, and that is Iraq's traditional position as a strong sponsor of terror. So you've got Iraq and 9/11, no evidence that there's a connection. You've got Iraq and Al-Qaeda, testimony from the director of CIA that there was indeed a relationship. Zarqawi in Baghdad, etc. Then the
Security Committee said that there was no relationship. In fact, Saddam...
I haven't seen the report. I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
But Mr. Vice President, the bottom line is...
We know that Zarqawi, running a terrorist camp in Afghanistan prior to 9/11, after we went into 9/11, then fled and went to Baghdad and set up operations in Baghdad in the spring of 02 and was there from then basically until the time we launched into Iraq.
The bottom line is the rationale given to the American people was that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and he could give those weapons of mass destruction to Al-Qaeda and we could have another September 11th. And now we read that there is no evidence, according to the Senate Intelligence Committee, of that relationship. You said there's no involvement. The President says there's no involvement.
Tim, no involvement in what respect?
In September 11th. Okay. And the CIA said, leading up to the war, that the possibility of Saddam using weapons of mass destruction was low, quote unquote. It appears that there was a deliberate attempt made by the administration to link Al-Qaeda in Iraq in the minds of the American people and use it as a rationale to go into Iraq.
Now, what do you make of that? What do you make of that? When the Senate Intelligence Committee released a classified version of its findings this past week, the Republican chairman of the committee, Pat Robertson, left town without doing interviews, calling the report a rehash of unfounded partisan allegations. It's statements like this one made on February the 5th, 2003, by then Secretary of State Colin Powell that had become so controversial, implying Iraq was linked to terror attacks. Iraq today harbors a deadly terrorist network headed by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, an associate collaborator of Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda lieutenants, Powell said. But after 2.5 years of reviewing pre-war intelligence behind closed doors, the lead Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, who voted for the Iraq War, says the Bush administration pulled the wool over everyone's eyes. The absolute cynical manipulation, deliberately cynical manipulation to shape American public opinion, and 69% of the people at that time, it worked, said that they wanted to go to war. Rockefeller told CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson, including me, "The difference is, after I began to learn about some of the intelligence, I went down to the Senate floor and I said my vote was wrong." Rockefeller went a step further. He said the world would be better off today if the United States had never invaded Iraq, even if it means Saddam Hussein would still be running Iraq. He says he sees this as a better scenario, a safer scenario, because it's called the War on Terror. All right, 303-713-7600, talking to you about 9-11, about observing this anniversary of 9-11, about where we are, about what has happened since and where you think we're going, and just your general feelings about it, where you were when it happened, about Osama bin Laden still being on the loose after all this time, and our failure to capture him, and all of the components that fold into this, including being stuck in Iraq, bogged down in a war there that we apparently do not seem to be making much progress on. And we'll take your calls coming up. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, 731, 29 before 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's take a look at Progressive traffic now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We have a jam up now on 225 in Aurora. Northbound lanes approaching Iliff. Watch out for major backups along that stretch, just adding to the fog delays. Three cars in the left lane with the stop and go back to Parker. Normal congestion, but just thick with the fog again. Southbound lanes 225 through the tech center. Both I-25 and I-70 are crammed with rush hour traffic, and it's a little slower than usual because of the weather. Highway 36 still soupy. The fog making it a difficult drive for you from Boulder to I-25. Weather today? Areas of fog, obviously, this morning. Midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now, it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Traditional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warp pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Check out a James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, Lakewood, or Denver. For the location nearest you, call 1-866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com. Save 10% when you schedule your siding replacement by September 30th. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
I am Otto, Northwest Parkway's new spooks owl. Many auditioned, but they chose me because I'm wise. My wise tip today is save time by driving the Northwest Parkway. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We spent time in there looking at some of the horrific scenes inside this fantastic place of healing. And it just reminded me that there's still an enemy out there that would like to inflict the same kind of damage again.
7:35, 35 minutes away from 8 o'clock here. Good morning. A high of 71, intermittent clouds, and it's foggy outside. We're talking about 9/11 and what happened 5 years ago today. Feel free to join in on the conversation here at 303-713-7600. Here's Al in Adams County. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, you're right. Good, thank you. You're right, it's foggy. Listen, on August the 8th of 2001, my daughter and I were on vacation in Hartford, Connecticut, and we went into New York. Just 33 days later, the attack happened a week after my birthday, and I sat there just, I couldn't move. I mean, I watched TV all day, and thinking that we could have been witness to this very issue. We took the train in from, I think we got off the train, parked the car and took the train in at Norwalk and rode the train in to, I think it's Penn Station or Grand Central Station.
Right, right, and, Grand Central Station.
Yeah, and we were within a couple of miles of the Trade Center. And now as I look back and think, the PBB that had been published now that on the 1st of August or the 7th of August, whenever it was, that Bush got that, knowing that they were going to use airplanes as missiles. I have to tell you, I'm very thankful that my daughter and I were not in there at the time.
Yeah, you have a lot to be thankful. You have a lot to be thankful for.
Absolutely, I do.
You think we're any safer now than we were 5 years ago?
No, I believe we are far, far less safe. Our security has changed, has degraded so much over the last 5 years that, let me add this to this conversation. Showtime has got a show on called Sleeper Cell. And if you haven't seen that, that'll wake you up too, because who knows? We could have a cell right here in Denver.
Yeah. Well, you have these cases now of homegrown Muslims who feel so disaffected that they're drawn to it.
Absolutely. You know, and then we have the Muslim center down on Parker Road that constantly takes abuse and battery from these right-wing zealots. And that just inflames the flames of hatred.
Yeah, it does. It makes things more intolerable. You're right about that.
Exactly.
You know, 100%. What about bin Laden? What about the fact we don't have bin Laden?
Well, we took, as General Clark said, we took our eye off the ball. And that was completely wrong to do. You know, when Clinton stepped out of office, he told Bush, you need to keep your eye on this bin Laden character. And that's the first thing that Bush did is said, it came from Clinton, throw it away. I believe that bin Laden is actually flaunting to us that here he is 5 years later, still free as a bird. In fact, I saw online last night that there's a new message that popped up, and they believe he's in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. All right, Al, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Drive safe out there in the fog, will you?
I will. Have a great day.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
All right.
Let's go to Alyssa in Parker. Alyssa, you're on AM 760. Good morning. We can get this line down. There we go. Go ahead, Alyssa. You're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I have to say I'm with you. I'm having a bipolar day.
Yeah, it's a rough day today.
Yeah. On September 11th, 2001, I was working from home. I went into the kitchen to make a pot of coffee, turned up the TV. I saw the whole thing right from the very beginning. And immediately, you know, coworkers began to call, and I said, no American would do this. And, you know, it was shocking. And at the time, I thought, you know, Bush was a one-term president. It was a referendum on Clinton. He didn't really have an agenda. But when 9/11 happened, I mean, I got behind the president. I really thought that, you know, he was pulling us together. And then something happened, and that was I was hijacked, because from that point on, I was called unpatriotic, the enemy. Now I'm a Nazi appeaser. And so, you know, to me, all Americans own 9/11. You know, it wasn't Republicans or Democrats that were attacked that day. America was attacked. And we all own our national security. And when I hear Karl Rove say something like, the Democrats have pre-9/11 intelligence, that is outrageous to me, because 9/11 is being, what's the word I'm looking for? It's being hijacked to be almost like the Republicans own that day. That's how I feel. And it makes me really sad, because 9/11 happened to everyone. Everyone was affected by that day. And I just, you know, the president's going to speak tonight, and I'm thinking, okay, what political agenda is going to be put into this speech about 9/11? And that, it's not going to be a unity speech. He's going to be putting forth some more of his ideology to attach Iraq to all of 9/11. And it's wrong. And I thank God for people like Wes Clark and Rockefeller, who can make the distinctions that, you know, that have happened, that have produced this war in Iraq, which is not a war on terror. And that's how I feel. So it's a real bipolar day for me. I mean, it's bittersweet. I feel so much about 9/11, but then it's almost like, you know, 9/11 has been taken away from me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that they try very, very hard to own the national security question, and they try very, very hard to own the whole 9/11 thing, and they'll ask very few critical questions on a day like today, where maybe we would, you know, listeners of this station, would want to ask critical questions as to why certain things were done and why certain things weren't followed through. I think that's the difference between us and them. I think it's a big difference between us and them. And, there's a polarizing effect there. And it's so polarizing that, you're right, 5 years ago, if the president had made a primetime speech, I would have, you know, hung on every word.
I did.
Because he had my total and complete support. Mm-hmm. And now I feel as if, you know, I know he's going to do it tonight, but I would I'd rather just... But, you know I have to watch it for my job, but there's a big part of me that doesn't really want to see it, that doesn't really want to hear what he has to say.
See, and I watch it because he is the president, and I feel that as an American, even though I don't agree with him, I don't really watch it. I listen to it. It's a lot easier because it's hard to watch him and listen. It's too emotional. But I will listen to him. But I just feel that 9/11 has become a political agenda, and that's what makes today so hard, because it does belong to all Americans, and national security belongs to all Americans, and I think that that is something that is becoming more and more clear because of the mistakes they've been making and we've made in Iraq.
Yeah, I agree. Alyssa, thank you. Great call.
You're welcome.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 743 on AM760 Progressive Talk. Big Ed Schultz coming up after 8 o'clock here, and we'll take more of your calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600. Where were you when this happened? Do you want to remember? And also, you want to talk to us about how you feel now, 5 years later? Do you think we're more secure? You want to explain the division in the country and also talk about the fact that Osama bin Laden is still out there, and we do not have the person who masterminded 9/11.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're seeing a little bit of burn off now from the fog, I-25 near Evans and through the bridges getting back to normal, but it's still thick near the I-70 interchange and around downtown. Your Aurora Drive messed up due to the fog and because of a crash northbound near Iliff. Stop and go all the way to Parker, so move right to get around that. Southbound 25 continues to be a struggle out of Thornton, and again, 38th to Spear toward downtown. Heavy on 270 now across Commerce City and out of Lakewood on eastbound 6th Avenue, Federal to I-25. Weather today, areas of fog this morning. Midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast, free quotes from local agents and find the right policy for you. Go to InsureMe.com or call 1-800-INSURE-ME and lower your rates today.
What is the President of the United States going to do about bin Laden right now?
Ed Schultz.
How are you going to fight the war on terror? I'd like to have some clarification as to what the plan is. Because you know what? In the last four speeches, all I've gotten was a scorecard. I haven't felt the fever from President Bush that we're going to get that son of a... I haven't felt that!
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it! I want to see it! I want to know they're going after him!
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
By actively involving ourselves in our children's lives, we can direct them toward activities that allow them to feel good about themselves. Hobbies and sports can provide positive experiences. Family activities help establish strong family values. Our constant involvement in their lives makes a positive difference. This is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call Shiloh House at 932-9599. Shiloh House.
Today's seminar is titled How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Whoa, hey, that's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoovers is the only resource that can uncover the right leads, so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoovers can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I've bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
Hey, we're the Sloan Brothers from StartupNation.com. With the new Discover business card, Discover introduces the financial tools business owners need.
It gives you more control over the day-to-day expenses of running a business. The new card comes with the best rewards program in the industry, flexible payment options, and personalized customer service.
So where do you sign up? At discoverbiz.com/tools or just call 1-888-DISCOVER. The Discover business card. It works.
Ladies, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Head over to your local Arby's and pick up a bag of Lay's potato chips today.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
What happened between now and then? High today, 71, intermittent clouds, fog out there, AM 760, Progressive Talk, 749, 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones. We're talking about where your remembrances of where you were when 9/11 happened, your feelings about Osama being on the loose, and your feelings about where we are 5 years later. Let's go to Kiara in Boulder. Kiara, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was working in Midtown Manhattan when the planes went into the buildings.
Hmm.
And I had gotten advanced warning. I had a friend. I'm a lawyer. We were working in teams. And a friend had good friends whose husband was in the towers. He called to say, I just got out of the towers. Go to a TV. We ran to a deli in time to see the second plane hit. And we just sat there in the deli with a bunch of strangers. And we could just look down the avenues and see the smoke billowing, obviously. But when the first tower fell, we all just burst into tears.
Where do you think we are now, 5 years from that day?
We are nowhere as far as, well, we've made terrorism worse, but we went into an illegal war in Iraq, and we've done nothing. It's been a free-for-all for this administration just to go after this war that they wanted in Iraq from the start, and they never had any intentions, in my opinion, in going after Osama bin Laden. They just used it as their own Pearl Harbor.
You don't think the administration ever wanted to catch Osama bin Laden?
I don't know if they never wanted to catch it, but they never sure made it a priority, and they've made it clear that Iraq is... Whatever their agenda is in Iraq, it certainly is not about terrorism.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, that's something to contemplate, isn't it? Let's go to Trish in Aurora. Trish, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing all right.
It is a sombering day. My parents were flying into Denver. And I was watching Good Morning America and had the breaking news on. And I witnessed the second plane coming into the building. And I remember Diane Sawyer said, did you see what I just saw? I knew something right away was wrong. I got on the phone with Continental and I got through. And I said, my parents are on the flight, I don't remember. My father still has his ticket, though. And she said, honey, they're not going anywhere. So it was about 6 hours later, I finally heard from them, and a passenger who had a cell phone let me talk to them. And what happened was the plane landed in Peoria, Illinois, and they were stuck there for 3 days. There were no
wow.
rental cars. There were no buses. There were no flights. And here my parents are in their late 70s, and we couldn't get to them. Finally, my nephew and brother-in-law drove down to Peoria, because I'm from Cleveland, and they picked up my parents. And I was a nervous wreck. They have not flown since. They won't fly. They drove down once. They came like 2 weeks after. But it's very sombering what's going on right now. Bush and his administration making this a political thing because that's what they do. And we're not any more secure. Our ports aren't secure. Our railroads aren't secure. Our buses aren't secure. Our monolines aren't secure. And the thing that bothers me the most is I went to a Rockies game about 3 weeks ago. I had a backpack, and it has a cooler underneath it. And I got through without them even checking it. And we have thousands of people in stadiums, especially with football, all our sports with basketball, and that is my concern. And if the people don't get it and they don't go out and vote this November and they don't make a change, then what can we do?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't think we're any safer than we were 5 years ago. I really don't. And you're right about the administration making a political football out of it, and I'm sure Bush will further punt the ball down the field tonight with his primetime address. Trish, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Okay. Let's go to Rona in Denver. Rona, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was in Haiti when this happened. I was in the Peace Corps in Haiti. And it was really sad because one of the kids I was there with, father was a pilot. And on that particular run that crashed into Pennsylvania...
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he had no way of finding out whether his father was involved or who or what or where. It was very frightening for everyone. I think a couple of things could have been worse for me. I could have been in Uzbekistan, but my son, with tears in his eyes, begged me not to take the assignment to Uzbekistan, so at least I was in Haiti. And another thing that made it really difficult was two of my kids were firefighters, and rangeland firefighters and Forest Service firefighters. And when all the planes got grounded, they had no air support for the fires they were addressing, which complicated their world and made it much more dangerous.
Hmm.
It was just a crazy, crazy situation. And I think, you know, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think Bush has a lot more involvement than we're ever going to find out.
I don't want to go down that road as far as his not reacting, as
yes.
far as his, you know, being in Crawford, Texas.
And his covering up for the Bin Ladens and...
Well, I don't buy that part of it, but as far as his inaction part, I definitely buy that. There's no question about it. And there's ample proof to show that he didn't want anything having to do with the Clinton administration. All right, do you feel safer 5 years now?
Heavens no. You know, like the lady a few minutes ago was talking about, our ports aren't any safer and all that, but our telephones are safer because we're all being
wiretapped.
Wiretapped, but that's not going to save any of us. No, I don't feel at all safer. I feel 100% more in danger.
You have a great day. One last question before I let you go. How did they take all this in Haiti when you were there?
It was really, the Haitians couldn't care less. They had enough problems of their own. And it was very confusing for everyone, we all didn't know whether to come home or whether to stay there. I chose to come home because I have family here. I'm an adult, and most of them were kids, and they felt safer there because they wouldn't get drafted. But it was about half of us came home. Well, I think most of us all came home within about 2 months.
Hmm. All right, Rona, thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being on the show.
You have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Ed Schultz, Big Eddie, about where he was when 9/11 hit, about his feelings about today. Take more of your phone calls as well. We got David Korn coming up, the Washington editor of The Nation. He's got a new book out called Hubris with Michael Isikoff. We'll talk to him about his feelings about 9/11. And then at 9 o'clock, the crown jewel of guests, Michael Scheuer, who knows everything there is to know about bin Laden. That's all coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760 with J. Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
Hmm. With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick, live at Ground Zero in New York.
We come back to this place to remember the heartbreaking anniversary and each person who died here.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg opening the ceremony at Ground Zero to remember the victims of the attacks on the World Trade Center 5 years ago. Bells rang, marking the moments when terrorists flew planes into the towers and again when those towers fell, and in the reading of the victims' names.
Ira Beck, Minette Marie Beckles.
Victims' relatives carried flowers into the pit where the towers were, and one carried a sign that read, "Never Forget." President Bush has also been in New York for the anniversary. Here's CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
At a firehouse on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, President Bush began his day at breakfast with about 100 police and firefighters. It was his way of paying tribute to the first responders who lost their lives in the attacks on the World Trade Center. Then on the street outside, Mr. Bush observed moments of silence, marking the times the Twin Towers were hit. His day also includes a ceremony at the Pentagon and an address to the nation, but his next destination is another 9/11 site.
This is Jim Crissel in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The Flight 93 crash site tugs at your heart. It forces you to dwell on the actions of heroes and offers proof of how fleeting life can be. One man told me it forces you to look inward to realize what's really important in life and how we all fret small, inconsequential, everyday aggravations. Jim Crissula, CBS News, Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
I'm Steve Kathan in New York. Taps at White House 9/11 ceremonies this morning, and there are observances going on now at the Pentagon.
5 years have passed since our country was drawn into a war not of our making.
And on this day of remembrance, Al-Qaeda is issuing a threatening reminder. New videotape, Ayman al-Zawahiri, Al-Qaeda's number two man, calls Israel and Arab Gulf states targets and urges more Muslims to take up resistance against the U.S. Late word, a United Airlines flight from Atlanta to San Francisco has been diverted to Dallas. CBS's Bob Orr says an unclaimed BlackBerry was found on board. Before the flight left, an unclaimed backpack had been removed. Space Shuttle Atlantis and the space station are linked up for the start of a busy work week. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, mission going smoothly so far.
Almost perfectly, including this morning's docking. Now the heavy lifting begins. Two robot arms and a big solar power panel truss going from shuttle to station. That'll take maybe a couple of hours. Steve?
Quick look at Wall Street. The Dow is down 26 points, and the NASDAQ is off 10. This is CBS News.
Being a realtor is the all-American job.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart.
I'm a small business, just like the coffee shop on the corner.
Very involved in my community.
We do more than just help people buy and sell homes. It has to do with making a difference in people's lives.
Helping people find a piece of the American dream is the best job in the whole world.
Realtors don't just help you buy and sell homes. They're small business owners who help build communities. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I help people live the American dream every day.
Every payday, a bunch of us like to get together for lunch. It's a lot more fun than standing in line to deposit our checks. That's what we used to do before we asked our boss about direct deposit. With direct deposit, our pay is safely deposited into our accounts automatically, so we have plenty of time to have lunch and chat, and maybe even do some shopping.
Stop standing in line and sign up for direct deposit. You can also use direct deposit for pensions, dividends, and tax returns. Direct deposit. Simple, safe, smart. For more information, visit electronicpayments.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Search crews will be at Frisco Marina today looking for a missing 40-year-old man. The Summit County resident was last seen in a small boat on Dillon Reservoir Saturday night.
Dive Rescue is going to come back out with their cameras and start looking around by his boat that's docked out there to see if they can turn up anything underwater, and if they do, then they'll go in the water.
Mike Schmidt of Summit County Rescue says they're not sure if the man fell into the water. It's cheaper to say fill her up now. Gas prices taken a big drop in the last couple of weeks.
Gasoline prices continued falling even faster than before. In the past 2 weeks, self-serve regular is down 21 cents a gallon to $2.66 per gallon.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, gas prices in Colorado averaging $2.87 a gallon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Our eastbound roadway, seeing the rush, eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, your Highlands Ranch right heating up Broadway to University on C-470. And as usual, the Boulder Turnpike is crammed at Federal. Fog burning off there now. Southbound 25, a tough ride. Busy out of Thornton, and then you hit braking at I-70. Two separate wrecks, one under I-70, the other closer to downtown. Have that jammed up. Rolling backups continue, too, on 225 through Aurora. Northbound lanes at Iliff. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, areas of fog this morning. Midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast, free quotes from local agents and find the right policy for you. Go to InsureMe.com or call 1-800-INSURE-ME and lower your rates today.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
5 years after 9/11, are we safer? What have we sacrificed? What does the future hold? This is a special edition of the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after day 71. Intermittent clouds, and it's foggy out there right now. And as we do every Monday morning, we talk to a gentleman who's on here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon, my good buddy Ed Schultz. And Ed, welcome to the program on this anniversary of 9/11, the five-year anniversary. And let me ask you what I've asked so many other people, from General Wesley Clark to Lieutenant William Keegan to just about everybody. Where were you when 9/11 hit?
Good morning, Jay. My wife and I were in Washington, D.C. on September 11th. It was quite an experience.
And you were there on what? Were you there on business?
We were there. I was doing a regional show for Clear Channel at the time, and we were there covering farm policy, believe it or not. I know it's not very exciting, but in this neck of the woods, a good farm bill means an awful lot, and there has been a lot of conversation about the farm bill and whether it was going to be advantageous this time. So we were in Washington. We flew into Dulles Airport on Monday night at 11 o'clock on Sun Country Airlines and pulled up in between two American airline planes. And to this day, I'll always think that those were the ones that ended up being involved in September 11th.
And what did you think when you had heard that September? How did you find out that it had gone on, and what did you think? What was your first initial response, or, you know, your first initial impression?
Well, we were getting ready to broadcast from Senator Conrad's office in the Hart Building, which is right next door to the and right across the parking lot from the Capitol Police headquarters. So we were positioned right within blocks of the Capitol, within blocks of the Pentagon. And we were getting ready to go on the air. It was 10 minutes to the hour, and that's when the first plane hit. And we walked into Senator Conrad's office, and Kent and I have been friends for a long time. He says, "Everything's changed, Ed." I said, "What's going on?" He says, "I think this is a terrorist attack." So I did. I actually had the first interview with any senator of anybody in the country, and the first reaction, and Senator Conrad, he knew right away what it was. And we were all huddled around his office, watching the monitors of all the networks that were covering the live pictures. But it was one of shock, but it was one of instant recognition as well.
So I take it you dropped the farm bill topic, and then when you got on the air, you started talking about what was going on around you.
It was all about that, believe me. We started the program just after 9 o'clock. And we were on the air for about a half an hour, and then they evacuated us out of the Hart Building. We were ordered to leave. So we left, and I went across the street to a Chinese-run laundromat. And I ran in there, and the guy could barely speak English. I was trying to make him understand what I was saying, and I wanted to use his phone. So he finally understood what I wanted, and he left. He was very gracious. Let me use this phone, because all the cell phones, obviously, were just jammed completely. You couldn't get through. So I got this landline, and I got through to the studio in Fargo, and I was broadcasting on a 7-station network throughout the Midwest, talking about what was going on. To this day, I will never forget how noisy it was. I'll never forget the confusion, the sirens, interns pouring out of the Hart Building that worked in Senate offices, sitting on the curb trying to come to grips with what happened to the country. They're just in tears. It was really mass confusion. So my wife and I were outside this, I stretched the phone outside, and I'm broadcasting outside this laundromat. A pillar of smoke is just pouring across the city, and the Pentagon had been hit. So I told Wendy, I said, "We're going back inside the Hart Building. I am not going to sit here on the phone when I know my equipment is in Senator Conrad's office. I'm going back up there. We're going to broadcast. They're going to have to carry me out." So Wendy and I went back inside with Lori Bader, who was on Conrad's staff. We went back inside and reconnected with the studio and started broadcasting, and then we were evacuated for a second time. Senator Conrad was on the air with me when the first tower fell, and we were both looking at this small monitor in his office, and I'm on a little vector broadcasting machine. He's on one headset, and I'm on the other. And the tower starts to fall, and we're watching the TV monitor. I said, "Oh, my God, what is that?" And Senator Conrad said, "That's a whole lot of innocent people dying is what that is."
Hmm.
So that's what I remember. It was obviously I have more detail, but the second time that we were evacuated out of the Hart Building, we ended up in front of the headquarters of the Capitol Police headquarters, which is right across the parking lot. And we were roped in as if it was a murder scene. And they had yellow tape, and Wendy and I got inside of that. And now we're roped in with all the national media, and they won't let us go out. And so we're standing right out in front of the Capitol Police building, and we're right in the middle of the story. And so I run across the street, and I grab Senator Shelby, who's on the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. And I've got a cell phone, and I said, Senator Shelby, tell us what you know. He says, "This is a terrorist attack. We knew it was going to happen, but we just didn't know when. And I about fell over when he said that. He went on to say, they're nothing but a pack of dogs, and we're going to hunt them down like dogs. He was talking in his southern drawl. But that was the first interview I had. Then Joe Lieberman showed up. I interviewed him. All of the senators were pouring into the Capitol Police headquarters because they didn't know exactly what was going on. And so I interviewed a number of senators right at the door that were on their way in. Obviously, the network cameras were there. To this day, I think I was the only talk show host in the country that had this kind of access, and it just happened because I was lucky to be at the right place at the right time. And it was an incredibly hot day. I had a suit on. I was sweating like bullets. The noise level in the city was incredible. It was a tremendous amount of confusion. It's just a day I'll never forget.
And what are your feelings now, 8:13, 13 minutes after 8? We're talking to Big Ed Schultz here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on AM 760. What are your feelings now, 5 years later?
Well, my feelings really hit me this morning, Jay, when there was another videotape released via the Internet from the terrorists saying that there's more attacks coming. It just makes me think, 5 years, how much progress have we actually made? That on the fifth-year anniversary, here comes Zawahiri. He's out there saying that, you know, we're going to get hit again. It infuriates me that we're in the position that we're in, that we haven't made more progress.
Yeah, it does me too. It's very frustrating. You find yourself bouncing between being sad over the day and frustrated over the conditions that we're in and the leadership. Don't you find yourself being that way?
Well, I'm frustrated that there's so much partisan bickering going on and there's really not enough leadership, and that one party has used all of this terrorism for political gain to scare the country to stay in power, and unfortunately the American people have fallen for it. We're in this thing together, whether we're Republicans or not. We're all Americans. We have to make a concerted effort that we're going to fight this war on terror and bring these people to justice. They have not been brought to justice for what they did to us 5 years ago today, and that ought to infuriate every American.
Yeah, you know, this guy had a chance. As I said earlier this morning, I mean, George W. Bush had a chance to be FDR, and he just fumbled it. He basically just fumbled it because we had a national unity purpose after 9/11, and that national unity purpose now is in trouble. I mean, it's definitely in trouble, and you're right. They definitely took this, hijacked it, and used it for their own political agenda.
There's no question about that, and they've used it in the 02 midterms, and then, of course, 04 in the general, and we're back at it again, and it's... If we're going to focus on political gain, we stand the real possibility of not being successful in this fight against terrorism. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. We have to get some kind of national unity purpose going here and get the politics of the situation definitely out of it. But I in the current atmosphere, I don't see how that's possible when you have one side that is intent on running every single thing and has not done that good of a job.
Well, I thought Senator Kerry, his interview yesterday on CNN, God bless him, he's still the best Democratic sound out there. He wants to send troops into Afghanistan and finish the job. Now, I'd like to have some conservative tell me that's weak on terror. It simply is not. It's refocusing resources and going in to getting the people that are responsible. We owe it to the families, we owe it to the country, and we owe it to the next generation that we complete this in a manner that where we can see some results.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Agree 100%. All right, what do you got coming up this afternoon on your show?
I have a retired colonel in the United States Air Force who was in the Situation Room with George W. Bush on September 11th, 2001. He is a native of this part of the country, the upper Midwest. We've contacted Mr. Wenzel. He's going to be on the program with us. I've visited with him before. He'll be able to give us some insights into the operations of exactly what was taking place on September 11th at the very highest level.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show, and we'll definitely be checking it out this afternoon between 1 and 4. Ed, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
You bet, Jay. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care. There's Big Ed Schultz. He's on this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 817, 17 minutes after 8. Four lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about where you were when 9/11 happened. Your feelings about where we are today, 5 years later. Your feelings about the fact that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda is still out there operating. And about the fact that we are so politically divided in this country. We'll take your calls coming up, and then we got David Korn coming up at 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
But be prepared for the stop and go southbound 25 into downtown. Worse than that, we have a couple of wrecks in the southbound lanes between I-70 and Spear causing the holdup there. Rolling backups continue too on 225 through Aurora, a crash being cleared. Northbound lanes approaching Islip. Southbound catching the Curiosity delays, and you've still got some poor visibility through there. Eastbound roads clogged now, 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, your Highlands Ranch ride busy on C-470, and as usual, the Boulder Turnpike is jammed at Federal. Weather today, areas of fog this morning with midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 of Talk.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
Are you tired of the hassle and expensive clogged gutters? Protect your gutters now with Leaf Defier, a custom that goes right into the gutter channel. It's guaranteed with a 25-year no-clog warranty, and Leaf Defier allows 100% of water to flow through the gutter. Best of all, it's affordable, not sold in stores anywhere. They can install or you can install it yourself. Call now, 303-675-7350. That's 303-675-7350. Leaf Defier of Colorado.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of its most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free ticket, log on to am760.net.
Are we as safe as we ought to be after 9/11? The answer is profoundly no, and the 9/11 Commission has given failing grades to this administration in almost every sector.
8:22, 22 minutes after 8, high today 71, intermittent clouds, and the fog is beginning to burn off Free lines open at 303-713-7600. Your reflection on this day, where we remember 9/11 5 years later. Do you feel any safer than you did 5 years later? Where were you when this happened? When you first heard about 9/11, what were you doing? Where were you? And any reflections you have on the entire situation. 303-713-7600. New tape, of course, as Ed talked about, released from Al-Qaeda with Zawahiri on there. And, we still don't have bin Laden. Is there? And there doesn't seem to be any outrage in the country over the fact that bin Laden seems to be running around free. And the Washington Post this morning reports that the trail on bin Laden is absolutely dead cold. Let's go to John in Fort Collins. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, am I on, Jay?
You're on.
Oh, I'm in Denver. First off, on the 9/11, I was waking up, and my big concern that morning was about Eddie McCaffrey. He'd busted his leg in the Raiders game the night before. So I'm turning into the sports talk, and I hear the Pentagon is on fire, so I turn on the TV, and I'm watching this thing unfold. I didn't see. You saw the replays all over about the towers, but I actually watched the South Tower go down, the first one, whatever that was. And I had to go to work. I was working at a little bookstore slash bus stop in Englewood, and I started getting calls, you know, from the time I was there because the planes and trains, everything was shut down. And it was like the first call, the person was hysterical, you know. It's, I got to get to New York. I got to get to here. And the third call, the first two calls I was calling, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I was sick to my stomach. I felt like throwing up. And by the third call, I just, hey, listen, does anybody expect you to get home? And I said, just give thanks to be alive and enjoy our city because you're going to be here for a while. And I guess that helped me through the day because I had a heck of a lot of calls that day. And it was just, I'm just recalling, I was just sick to my stomach. I felt like throwing up. I at the time I thought, wow, there must be about 25,000 people dead, and that's a small consolation. Only 3,000 died, but right then and there, I thought, oh my God, just the sheer volume. It was just, well, the scope was unbelievable. Also, I'd like to talk about Dick Cheney. I saw him yesterday. I watched it twice, once in the morning and then once on MSNBC.
You're talking about his Meet the Press appearance.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This guy, I mean, it was breathtaking the way he evaded all these questions. There's one question I'd like to ask him. One question. And I got to give Tim Russert, you know, good marks for all the stuff they had prepared and every question he asked. But one I would ask him, I'd say, Dick, you were head of counterterrorism. You found all the time to wine and dine your oil buddies in your secret conference. Do you have any regrets that you didn't call one stinking meeting about counterterrorism?
No, he's quoted in the, I believe it's in the Associated Press today. He's quoted as saying that if they had to do it all over again, they would do it exactly the same way.
Well, there you have it. The guys, and I was watching it for him to sweat. He didn't. I mean, he's kind of, I mean, it's just like, I guess it's like George Costanza said on Seinfeld. It's not a lie if you believe it. These guys are, well, they're in another dimension. And I hope to God everybody gets off their dead butts and votes. We got guys risking their lives in other part of the country, risking their lives, bullets, guns aimed right at their heads when they're going to the polls. We got 4 out of 10 people that don't bother to vote. So I love your thing about get out and vote. And everybody owes it to the to this country. You know, we say we love it. We're watching it slip into fascism. We're watching these guys call us unpatriotic because they have any doubts about the complete ineptitude of their war in Iraq and their lack of focus in Afghanistan. And we got it.
I agree.
And Cheney says, oh, oversight. We've got plenty of oversight. He doesn't know what oversight is.
No,
just
because
give the Democrats subpoena power.
No, because there is no oversight by Congress. You're right about that.
Oh, baby.
John,
we need
thank
to...
you, man. Thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
take care.
It. All right. Here's Jay in Littleton. Jay, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, you broke up a little bit there, Jay. I was in Seoul, South Korea. I was flying for Federal Express at the time.
Hmm.
And we went from Anchorage. We left Anchorage at 11 o'clock in the morning, and you basically show up in Korea about 8 hours later at 11 o'clock the next day. So I went to bed around 4 o'clock local and woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep anymore, and I turned on the TV to see what the latest news was. And there was some show that these two guys were talking on the BBC. I didn't really caught what they were saying, but the crawl on the bottom of the screen was saying two planes slamming to the World Trade Center and the towers collapse. And I thought it was the Orson Welles prank all over again.
Oh, War of the Worlds.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought that's impossible. They didn't have any video, and I started changing channels, and the Armed Forces Network had ABC on, and make a long story short, I found out they had Good Morning America, and I got to see the second one slam into the South Tower. So it was utterly shocking. I couldn't put it together we were being attacked. I just couldn't figure out what the hell was going on there. Listened to it for a while, and I called up my co-pilot an hour later. I said, wake up and turn on this channel and take a look at what's going on. And eventually they said America's under attack. One had went in at the Pentagon, and then there was one for some reason that went in at Pennsylvania. They hadn't figured out what had happened on that flight yet. But I got, you know, the last few weeks I've been watching this, and I think it might have been on BBC America, or I was watching one of the news channels, and they had a BBC guy, I think, talking to some Brit that committed or converted to Islam, and he was advocating a violent overthrow of the Western world. What I'm wondering is, have we come to the point that maybe we should let, and this sounds like the Gestapo, but just let somebody take these guys out and let them know that,
You want something done to them, but I think the proper way to look at it is, and the proper way to do something about it is that you arrest them and try them. That's what you do. And
well, we got to change some laws. Is what we got to do.
I think we have the laws there to be able to do it. The question is our emphasis totally on that, or is our emphasis being diverted on doing other things like fighting a war in Iraq? I mean, that's one of the problems. All right, Jay, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic with Gina Michaels.
Well, your drive is looking much better now that the sun's out and the fog is burning off. You're on southbound 25, though. You're still tied up 104th to 84th. We've had a new crash right at the Thornton Parkway. Slower than usual into downtown due to a couple of wrecks near I-70 and Spear. 225 shaking loose between Parker and Iliff as that wreck has moved out of the northbound side. Near the tech center, we have a crash off the highway. Very busy intersection at Hamden and Tamarack. Weather today, areas of fog this morning with midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 54 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a car, but your credit's not so good? Get to Freeway Ford, where your credit approval is always guaranteed. Plus, Zero Down delivers today and every day. Choose from hundreds of vehicles, new and used, imports and domestics. They'll get it done. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
8:32, it's 28 minutes before 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from the mortgage store. They have a new six-month no-payment program I guarantee you're going to love. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. But you can get rid of all of these and consolidate all your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. Really, this is true. The Mortgage Store is a Inc. 500 company that you can trust that'll get you the results. They'll stay with you every inch of the way. They're here today for you, they're here tomorrow for you, and they're here next week for you. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated dollars to this program, and it won't last long. So call right now. That 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last long. Don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Good morning, 8:35. It's 25 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 71. Intermittent clouds and the fog is pretty much burned off. On the anniversary, the fifth anniversary of 9/11, let's say good morning to David Korn. He's the co-author with Michael Isikoff of Hubris, the inside story of spin, scandal, and the selling of the Iraqi war. He's written for The Nation and numerous other publications. And David, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show.
Good to be with you.
Boy, this is painful on where to start with all of this. I'll ask you the same thing I've asked everybody. Where were you when 9/11 happened?
Well, my office is on Capitol Hill. It's right next to the Supreme Court, half a block from the Capitol, next to the Senate office buildings. And I was actually walking to work past the Hart Senate office building. And as I was walking there, people were streaming, you know, some running out of the Senate office buildings, all these Senate staffers. And I grabbed a woman who I didn't know and said, "What's going on here?" And she just was yelling, they're attacking us, they're attacking us, they're attacking the White House, the Pentagon, they're attacking us in New York, they're attacking us." And then she just ran off. So I was a block from my office, ran to my office, did what everybody does these days. I turned on the television set and saw what had happened, saw that CNN was reporting that there were fires in the mall, and there I could see smoke. It was actually the smoke from the Pentagon. I didn't know that at the time, but it did seem, you know, the chaos was raining. And all, you know, throughout Capitol Hill, people were coming out of the buildings and onto the streets. And I first called home and made sure that my wife was aware and safe. And our two very, very, very young children, thankfully so young that I still haven't had to explain to them what 9/11 was. And I dread the day when I do have to do that. And then I went outside and saw the chaos ensuing, and flagged down. I actually came upon a Capitol Hill police officer talking to Robert Byrd, who at that time was in line for the presidency, fourth or fifth in the line of succession.
Right.
And he was with one aide, just by himself with one aide, and he was asking the cop, "What should I do? What should I do?" And the cop said, "I don't know. We have reports that there's one more plane in the air and it's heading towards the Capitol." And he goes, "So I suggest you just get out of here." And he goes, "Well, how do I do that?" He goes, "Get in a car and drive." And he goes, and he said, "Which way?" He goes, "Get on East Capitol and just start heading out of the city." This is how organized the Capitol Hill police were for evacuating the highest-ranking members of Congress. So I heard that, and I said to the guy, "Is there really a plane coming this way?" And he said, "Yes, there is." And he goes, "That's what I've been told." So I quickly ran back to my building, literally 100 yards away from where I was. And in my building, there are advocacy groups and there are residencies, including some members of Congress, have apartments in my building. And I went, I read floor to floor, knocked on every door and said, "I don't want to be a rumor monger, but the U.S., Capitol Hill police is saying that the plane's heading towards Capitol Hill, which is us, and so I am, I'm getting out of here as soon as I can." And I did that, cleared out the building, got other people to help me do that. Russ Feingold, a senator from Wisconsin, has an apartment in this building, and they had evacuated all the Senate office buildings, but they didn't tell anyone where to go and provided no transportation or any means for them, so he brought his whole staff. So I opened up, knocked at his door, and the door opened, and it was like, refugees. It was, 60 people in his small one-bedroom apartment. And I said, "Listen, this is what the cops are telling me. I think you should leave this building and just get off Capitol Hill." And after I finished, clearing out my building, I went back to my office and called my wife, and she's now screaming that, "The building's falling down, the building's falling down." I had such an old TV set, it was all black and white with ghost images, that actually I saw the building standing.
Mm.
Or, because of that residue image. I said, "No, it's not falling, it's, I can see it." And she goes, "No, I'm watching, it's falling." And then eventually I could figure out through the screen what was going on. I grabbed my assistant and I said, "Let's go." And we literally ran off Capitol Hill and just started walking north away from, what might have been any attack. And then I went home and, made sure everybody was home there, and then did whatever else, didn't watch TV, and got in touch with people from the Nation magazine in New York, where it's based, to make sure everybody was safe there. I have relatives in New York. They were looking to find out if I was safe. I was looking to find out if they were safe. So we played a lot of phone tag, and then eventually contacted we go to press at the Nation on Wednesdays, and eventually got in touch with the editors, and we decided we were able to sort of figure out a game plan for going ahead and getting out the issue.
5 years later, you've written an awful lot about all of this.
Yeah.
Including your new book with Michael Isikoff on Iraq, Hubris. Great book, by the way. Where do you think we stand now, 5 years later?
Well, I wish I could say I was surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I note that it's 5 years after this horrific, terrible event, and it seems that every conversation about it, leads to rather quickly the war in Iraq. That's the subject of the book I wrote with Mike Isikoff, the selling. It's Hubris. It's about the selling of the Iraq War. And how they used, went from 9/11 to the Iraq War in the White House, the Bush administration. And that seems to sort of have compounded the tragedy. We have more evidence every day. I mean, our book shows plenty, but then on Friday the Senate intelligence reports came out, again reminding us that there was no WMDs there and the intelligence was kind of flaky to begin with, and that even more so, there was no connection between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, no connection between him and al-Qaeda on 9/11 or him and al-Qaeda and on anything else. And on that issue, the intelligence before the war wasn't flaky, wasn't unclear, wasn't misleading. It actually said that there was no operational relationship. So you have the White House after 9/11 getting out there and saying, literally, Saddam Hussein is dealing with al-Qaeda. Cheney kept pointing to this unconfirmed report, which has been debunked now, that Mohammed Atta, the ringleader of 9/11 attack, had met with an Iraqi intelligence officer in Prague 5 months before 9/11. And it's just I mean, I'd like to say it's scandalous, but it hasn't turned into a scandal. But maybe it ought to be scandalous that they are that they took us, the leaders of our country, when we had after the country briefly came together and united common purpose to deal with the threat, took us from 9/11 into this mess and this war in Iraq. And even yesterday, Dick Cheney goes on Meet the Press, and he says things about Iraq's WMD programs and about Iraq's connections to non-existent connections to Al-Qaeda, though he said they were existent, that are not true, that are contradicted by even the reports he pretends to cite. I wrote about that on The Nation and my own website, davidkorn.com, this morning. And it just pains me to no end. I'm still working on Capitol Hill. I'm looking out now at the Senate office buildings. I'm next to the Capitol. I feel as if I'm still in a target zone. And I feel that, indeed, there is a tremendous threat against us out there, and that we have squandered opportunities. And not just wasted opportunities. We have, engaged in an activity that's counterproductive, that has caused the deaths of thousands of people in Iraq. Thousands have died. Cheney went on yesterday about the great progress that's been made in Iraq. Well, 3,000 civilians are still dying each day. In the front page of the Washington Post today, a senior U.S. military commander wrote a secret report, saying that the Anbar province is completely unsecured and the U.S. military can't secure it.
It's like he's living in some kind of parallel universe.
It is 9/11. It is the anniversary. And I want to say this is like an absurd situation. It's tragic that this is what we're left with. Michael Chertoff, gave a speech a day or two ago saying we need to secure our chemical weapons facilities. Well, that's what Christy Todd Whitman said, and Tom Ridge said 4 years ago. They wrote an op-ed piece 4 years ago. So now we're still working. We haven't secured them. A high-ranking military official is resigning. Gave a speech or gave an interview to a Newport News, Virginia newspaper, saying that anytime anyone talks about planning what to do after Iraq, after the invasion, Donald Rumsfeld basically said, "Shut up or you'll be fired."
Yeah, didn't want to hear about it.
I mean, this is a sort of bizarre world where people who want to plan for the aftermath of an invasion are threatened. The people who threaten them are still allowed to be in charge of that war, that the vice president goes on and says things that are contradicted by a Republican written Senate intelligence report that came out 2 days earlier, and yet we talk about progress when Iraq, people vote now, they wave their purple fingers, and it's good that Saddam Hussein is in jail, he's a brutal thug, but we've traded one set of problems for another set of horrendous problems with unfortunately no end in sight. 9/11, rather than bringing us together and causing any degree of enlightenment, has just turned things upside down even more so.
We're more divided now than we were then.
I think so. And I remember the 2002 campaign, even shortly after 2001, when there were disputes about the Homeland Security Department. Democrats wanted to have the traditional workplace rules there to protect federal workers. Bush wanted to get rid of them so people could be hired and fired at will. And it was an honest debate. I understand points on each side. Bush came out and he accused the Democrats of not caring about the national security of this nation. I mean, he literally said that. And that is not how you change the tone. That's not how you bring the country together. And if we see the recent speeches from Cheney and Rumsfeld about comparing critics of the war with appeasers, they still have yet to demonstrate that anybody we're fighting, the main thrust of the fight in Iraq, is connected at all to the threat of Islamic jihadism. It seems to me that the biggest battles now, in the last week there was this tremendous battle between a Shia radical militia and the Shia-led government military forces. The Sunni Al-Qaeda in Iraq group is not in that picture. So there's just a tremendous amount of subterfuge and division and ugly politics going on. And I know, you know, listen, everyone in politics plays hardball, they play rough. I know that. Call me a little bit naive, but I really think that if you're the president and vice president of the United States, you have to play by a different set of rules. You can't just say this is politics. You've got to try to bring this country together in these perilous times. And I don't see an effort on their part, and I see them just maintaining the MO of the past, that we outlined in our book, Hubris, of saying whatever they think will work to get done whatever they think they want done.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true. David, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. People can check out your latest writing, Capital Games column on Cheney, 9/11 and the Truth About Iraq at thenation.com. And the book, Hubris, I've just started it, and it's a great read.
Again, I just want to say, if we have a moment here, I mean, it's not a polemical book. It's a narrative account of what went on within the White House, the State Department, the CIA, and the run-up to the war, all these intelligence battles. We have a lot of, I think, gripping stories that they end up being quite tragic in the end. And if people want more information about that, they can go to davidkorn.com, and I have sort of a precis of the book that they can scroll down and look for the press release and see that. And it's getting a great response. It was number one on Amazon for part of the weekend, and we're going to be doing a lot more media on it, and hopefully word will spread.
Well, we certainly hope so. Hope to have you back on the program again soon. David, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
There's David Korn of The Nation magazine. The book is Hubris, the inside story of spin, scandal, and the selling of the Iraq War, co-written with Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine. And you can check it out. More information about the book and also more information about David at davidkorn.com, or go to thenation.com, or go to huffingtonpost.com. Coming up after 9 o'clock, a man who has spent a good part of his life chasing Osama bin Laden. We'll find out why it is we can't get him. Plus, take more of your phone calls, too, at 303-713-7600. The phones are open. Your thoughts about 9/11.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
I-25 is cruising through the bridges now and through the tech center, but you're still dragging as you hit Spear. Crash cleanup affecting you southbound near I-70. A new problem making that commute even worse, southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway. I-70 looking good through the city, no major problems this morning. You have the normal excess along the Boulder Turnpike eastbound Federal to I-25. Weather today, areas of fog this morning, burning off with midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 54 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a car, but your credit's not so good? Get to Freeway Ford, where your credit approval is always guaranteed. Plus, Zero Down delivers today and every day. Choose from hundreds of vehicles, new and used, imports and domestics. They'll get it done. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Ed Schultz.
Have you ever been in that situation where you have a meeting with someone, and it's kind of an important meeting? See, I think this is a meeting every day for 3 hours with faithful, faithful, faithful listeners who are upset when they can't hear it, you know?
Make your daily appointment with Ed. 1 o'clock with Ed Schultz.
You have this meeting.
The Ed Schultz Show.
We're going to do that, and we're going to have more fun with it, and maybe I'll say things that I don't say what I really want to say.
Where Colorado comes to talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to denverhomeprice.com. At denverhomeprice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from denverhomeprice.com is absolutely free. Visit denverhomeprice.com. That's denverhomeprice.com.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
8:52, it's 52 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I was reading an article in the paper over the weekend, I believe it was the Denver Post, about automobiles. You know, you buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, it immediately depreciates, and the point they were making is that somebody else should take that penalty, not you. And that's one of the greatest reasons I can think of to shop at Rocky's Autos, because they have got a huge selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. I mean, let somebody else take the depreciation, then you go get yourself a great vehicle at Rockies. Rockies, with their matching down incentive, number one volume dealer. They've got a diverse inventory of all kinds of vehicles. Everything you're looking for, they've got it. This is no postage stamp size place, I got to tell you. And great people working out there like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Spanky, Fred Labrato, Jim Monroe, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, the names just go on and on of good people working out there, all dedicated to make your buying experience a really, 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 really good one. And once again, you buy a car new, you drive it off the lot, you lose money. Why not just get around that penalty by going to Rocky's Autos where you don't have that problem? Rocky's Autos. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can check them out online, too, at rockiesautos.com. Check out the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask Steve. He does that. That's Rocky's Autos, or just go see them in person. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, and that's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds a creative outlet can do wonders for a child's imagination and confidence. Encourage your kids to explore their talents through drama, dance, art, or music. New forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used for sale or for school rental. 3936 Tennyson in Denver and 1232 South Havana in Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
So, you think it's a dog's life? Imagine for a moment that your pet is at work and you are locked inside at home.
Oh no, master gone, house quiet, gotta go real bad, windows shut, doors locked, gotta go, no car coming home, gotta go!
Your best friend needs a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or online at halepetdoor.com.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There is no question in my mind about the Al-Qaeda connection. It is a connection that has unfolded, that we're learning more about as we are able to take the testimony of detainees, people who were high up in the Al-Qaeda organization.
And, of course, you have this from the Senate Intelligence Committee, a report released last Friday. There's no evidence Saddam Hussein had a relationship with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and his al-Qaeda associates, according to the Senate's report on pre-war intelligence on Iraq. Democrats said the report undercuts President Bush's justification for going to war. It's 8:55, 5 minutes in front of 9. Hi, today, 71. Let's go to the phones. We got Michael Schroer coming up. Here's Anthony in Denver. Anthony, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, I keep hearing from the TV as well as from you, you know, do we feel safer between now and 5 years from now? And the biggest thing that I could think of is I'm 25 years old. And, you know, I hear the stories about, you know, what it was like in the 50s, the whole atom bomb, you know, all the type of warfare, everything that was going on then. And it really feels like we haven't changed since then. The scare tactics that, you know, the politics are using hasn't changed. The reasons why we're going to war, the reason why we're using propaganda, nothing seems to have really changed, even from 50 years. And that is more scary because, you know, you could fool some of the people 100% of the time, and that's exactly what this Bush and everybody are doing. you know, yes.
But, you know, when you, but when we went through the Cold War, and particularly the early parts of the Cold War, there wasn't this, this kind of overblown kind of, I don't want to use the word overblown, that's not right. There was a different kind of being scared. There was a different kind of having to deal with it, because you knew you were dealing with states. You weren't dealing with people who were not states, who were non-state actors. So there were negotiations, and there were tits for tats, and we came very, very close during the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, which was a very, very scary time. But it's not like now. And you didn't have politicians, really, who... I mean, you had some. I mean, Lyndon Johnson ran that little girl with the flower ad with the atom bomb thing against Goldwater, but... I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be like it is now, where it's just, you know, they're coming to get us and we're the only people who can protect you. You know, that kind of thing. It doesn't seem like that's what's, you know, that's the thing that just seems different, I guess is what I'm trying to point out to you. Anthony, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Coming up, Michael Schreuer, Dr. Michael Schreuer, former head of the Bin Laden unit and current CBS terrorism analyst. We'll talk to him about why he thinks Bin Laden is still alive, safe, and well 5 years later.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Top three reasons I'm getting rid of my old appliances. Number three, my ice maker stopped working 2 years ago. Number two, all the knobs on my washer are broken, so I have to turn it on with pliers. And number one, in a way, I get rewarded for it.
Right now, get up to a $200 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate on any major appliance purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
And now for the bonus round. Bob is 6 and Jane is 10. What did Eli have for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Correct. What's the difference between an orangutan?
Hippopotamus?
Correct. With gas prices so high, why doesn't everyone rent their DVDs from Netflix?
Huh. Well, Netflix delivers right to your door, and plans start at only $5.99 a month. There's really no logical explanation.
Correct! Trim down your gas budget by renting from Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. No driving, no late fees, and free shipping both ways. Netflix, it's that easy.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. At Ground Zero, there was the skirl of bagpipes and the haunting toll of bells. As New York and the nation mark the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, CBS News correspondent Dan Revive is at Ground Zero.
Leon.
It is so sad on this very sunny morning. Beautiful weather, same as that day 5 years ago. Relatives of victims today reciting all the names. More than 2,700 from podiums at street level. Many have walked down the long ramp into what's called the pit to pray, to hug, and to place flowers on two small memorial pools of water.
Thomas Hughes.
I'm Barry Bagnato live at the Pentagon. At a subdued ceremony, relatives and friends of the 184 who died here wore American flag lapel patches and held their heads up high. The sadness and anger of 5 years ago replaced by resolve in the speeches won by Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace.
We have one very simple message for our terrorists, those who seek to change our way of life, not on our watch.
Underlining that, Vice President Dick Cheney declared, "We have no intention of ignoring or appeasing history's latest gang of fanatics."
On a cold, gray, misty day, far different from the glorious warm sunshine and blue skies here in Shanksville, Pennsylvania 5 years ago, family members of the Flight 93 victims gathered in sorrow and oneness. Former Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge was Pennsylvania's governor then.
It is a date we continue to carry with purposeful but gentle hands.
President and Mrs. Bush will be here in about an hour to lay a wreath and meet with family members.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House, scene of a somber 9/11 observance, even as the president travels to the attack sites. He's on his way to Shanksville, Pennsylvania now, later a wreath laying at the Pentagon, before a primetime speech to the country observing this sad anniversary.
A by now familiar voice has been heard again. The latest video message from Al-Qaeda, in this case it's the group's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, encouraging followers to increase their attacks against the U.S. But terrorism expert M.J. Gohel says the potential targets aren't limited to this country.
One has to worry whether they are in the process of launching some kind of atrocity somewhere in the world.
Al-Qaeda is signaling it may strike Israel and the Gulf Arab states next. The country remains jittery on this anniversary. In one instance, federal officials diverted a San Francisco-bound United Airlines jet to Dallas when an unclaimed BlackBerry communications device was found on board. And in New York, Penn Station was briefly evacuated, train service suspended after a suspicious package turned up. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 46 and the NASDAQ off 15 points. This is CBS News.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner-city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A family of three is missing from Castle Rock.
We know that the family's not at the house right now, and both of the family vehicles are not there also.
Angela Copeland with the town of Castle Rock says Joseph and Jacqueline Blecha and her daughter, Ashley, were supposed to return from Mesa Verde on Labor Day, but their family hasn't heard from them.
What we're hoping is someone has seen one of the family members, Joseph, Jacqueline, or the daughter, Ashley, or maybe even just one of the vehicles. There's a brown 1996 Jeep Utility and a blue 1996 Chevy truck.
Copeland says anyone with information about the family should call police. A Costa Rican nanny has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for shaking an infant so hard that the baby suffered serious injuries. Leguia Naranjo Zuniga apologized in court in Boulder Saturday, saying she never meant to hurt Vaughn McLaughlin, who was 4 months old at the time. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
25 is wide open now through the DTC and the bridges, so we're much improved. Still a bit of a snag around Spear for our downtown commute and from earlier wreck activity near I-70. We had a crash southbound I-25 at the Thornton Parkway, still being cleared, and a car fire on your toll drive eastbound E-470 at Gartrell in Aurora. Also remember the Eisenhower Tunnel will be a bottleneck today and all this week due to that CDOT paving. You can expect major delays. Security wait time at DIA. 5 minutes. Weather.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Anonymous author of Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, and Through Our Enemy's Eyes, Osama bin Laden and Radical Islam and the Future of America. Dr. Schroyer is now a senior fellow with the Jamestown Foundation, and you can check them out at jamestown.org, and I consider this guy to be an American hero. Doctor, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very kindly, sir. You're always very kind to me. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you can try calling me Jay instead of
okay,
Sir.
Jay.
Once. Oh, this is the only chuckle I've gotten all morning. on this really just a terrible, terrible day to remember to look back 5 years on this. Let me ask you the same thing I've asked everybody who's been on here today. Where were you when 9/11 happened?
I was doing a job outside the counterterrorism center that day on the other side of the building from where the terrorist people sit, and I was engrossed in something on technology. And I got a call from a friend of mine that said, just flip on the television. So I did that, and the one tower was burning, and then a couple minutes later, the second plane hit. And that's where I was. I stayed the rest of the day and did what I could.
Did you know immediately it was Osama bin Laden?
Oh, did I know in the sense that there was a document? No, but I knew in my heart, in my mind, that he was the only one out there who could have done such a thing. And really the only one out there who had declared war on America twice since 1996, so I thought the odds were pretty good.
Did we know this was coming?
Well, we knew the attack was coming. Certainly bin Laden said that he was going to bring the war home to American soil, and we knew that the attack after the coal was going to be larger than the coal, which happened in 2000, because bin Laden has... unfortunately for America, lived by his word. He said each attack would be more painful than the last one until he got our attention about changing policies. And so, it was certainly him. Were we surprised that it was the airplanes that were used? I think only because we had forgotten that they had planned to do that as far back as 1995.
But, lots made over that presidential daily briefing memo, and I know you weren't around for that. I mean, I know you weren't privy to all of that, but I'm just trying to get what you think about this, about the CIA warning the White House that something was coming, and yet it seemed like it was being ignored, or am I trying to be too political with this?
No, I think you're right in the sense. I think the Bush administration certainly can be indicted for being rather oblivious to this threat. They were much more focused on nation states, but, you know, Rumsfeld and the people around the president are mostly cold warriors, and for them to look at nation states as the main threat is probably not surprising. I think what people tend to forget in when they talk about the memorandum is what would they have had the president do? There was no target for him to go and preempt at that moment. You know, this whole controversy the last week over the ABC docudrama on 9/11, the bottom line is, whatever the drama part of that docudrama is, Mr. Clinton had far more chances than Mr. Bush to kill or eliminate Osama bin Laden and stop 9/11 through that measure. Mr. Bush had the message. Perhaps he didn't get it, but the reality is, in August 2001, there was nothing to attack for Mr. Bush.
We did not know where Osama bin Laden was then?
We did not, sir. After the coal, really, in October of 2000, he became extraordinarily elusive, very security conscious, because obviously he knew he was building up to another attack. But in the period from May of 1998 until May of 1999, and of course your listeners... this is not something to take my word on. I mean, they just need to refer to the 9/11 Commission report. Mr. Clinton and his national security team had two chances to capture bin Laden and eight chances to kill him.
Why didn't they take it?
Well, I think we've talked before, Jay. one of the most discouraging parts of over the course of my career was to become increasingly aware that American politicians don't put the protection of Americans first. They're much more concerned with what the world thinks of us. In the case of bin Laden, what the Muslim world would think of us if we killed him. On one occasion, we were more concerned with completing the sale of $8 billion worth of F-16s to the United Arab Emirates than killing bin Laden. And certainly it's not a problem of Democrat or Republican. Mr. Bush had a chance to kill Abu Musab al-Zarqawi every day for a year almost before the invasion of Iraq, and he chose not to do it because he was afraid they would that it would offend the Europeans and they would never join us going into Iraq. It's kind of an endemic thing, I'm afraid, among American politicians. They're really starting to believe that they're elected to be president of the world instead of president of America.
Wow. I don't know how to follow that up other than ask, then, isn't it not in the country's best interest to go ahead and kill these guys, regardless of what the blowback is?
Oh, I think so, sir. I think what you need to do is to secure the United States and then worry about the rest of it. You accept the blowback. You accept the price of being the president of the United States, who's at the first job, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican, is to protect Americans. And what they'll do is if you raise this issue with them, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they'll say, in regard to me, they'll say, oh, well, Scheuer doesn't know the intricacies of international politics or the other factors that were weighing on our mind. But I can tell you one time we had a chance to kill Osama bin Laden, and they were afraid some shrapnel from a missile would hit a mosque nearby. And the mosque, of course, is a stone building. But the really incredible part of that is the day they decided not to kill Osama bin Laden, they were dumping thousands and thousands of tons of bombs onto the Serbs, who had never done anything to the United States.
And this was under Bill Clinton.
Yes. And again, sir, I don't think this is a matter of... I think if we went back until the first Mr. Bush, we would find that there's this whole new world order business and this whole idea of being the leader of the world really has handicapped our politicians, because when it comes to making tough decisions about protecting Americans, that doesn't come first.
Now, the Washington Post carries a story. The trail on Osama bin Laden is dead cold. Here we are 5 years later, we don't have them.
No, sir.
And they're still issuing tapes.
Yeah, they're very, in better tapes, what's interesting is the technology behind those tapes and videos is becoming much better every time they issue one.
Yeah.
It almost looks like they're now in a recording studio. So this is an organization that we have overestimated the damage we've done to. We have a body count. We really don't have a metric that measures our progress. And unfortunately, both Senator Kerry and Senator Clinton and President Bush and Secretary Rumsfeld have pulled off a very, very slick and I think somewhat cynical trick on the American people by defining war simply as the explosion or the detonation of explosives. They say we're winning because we haven't been attacked in 5 years. Well, that sounds good when you say it fast, but we're now losing two wars overseas. We're spending ourselves into an extraordinary debt. American politics are more poisonous than they've been in the last quarter century, and we haven't defeated the enemy we started the war to beat. So I really think that we're in a pretty much a lot of trouble, sir. And our leaders are just kind of whistling past the graveyard.
9:16, 60 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Michael Scheuer, Dr. Michael Scheuer on the line, former head of the bin Laden unit. You think there'll ever be a time, Doctor, where we will ever be able to capture this guy? I mean, one of the problems, I think, is our relationship with Pakistan and the fact that that military dictatorship is not in the most stable condition, so we just can't go into that area of, what, Waziristan or wherever it is with massive amounts of troops?
Well, that's right, sir, but, you know, I have to say that when we first went in there in 2001, President Musharraf said to us, you know, to paraphrase, he said, listen, I can hold the ring for you for about a year. You do what you need to do. If you come into Pakistan, I'm going to squeal like a stuck pig, but do what you need to do and go home. Now we're gone. Now we're there for 5 years, and he's got a country that's basically destabilized. And I think what Americans don't realize is that he has been our single most important ally in this war, not the British, not the Saudis, but the Pakistanis. And virtually nothing that Musharraf has done has been in the national interest of Pakistan. And so what we're faced with is the string is all but played out with Musharraf. If he does much more, his country goes up into a disastrous situation of being unstable. We're going to have to do our dirty work ourselves, and we're really starting from a position where we're further behind than we were on 9/11.
All right. Yes or no answer. Can we go in there and get him?
No, not right now. I don't think so, sir, simply because we don't have the location. I think if we knew where he was, I don't think the situation in our country has degenerated to the point where the president would be afraid to go get him if he knew where he was. The problem is I don't think we know at the moment. He lives among a populace that's very dedicated to protecting guests. He's also about the only hero and leader in the Islamic world, and so Muslims are not likely to turn him over to the Americans. And the other point is the tremendous drain of human resources and technical capabilities that have gone away from Afghanistan to go to Iraq. For all of those reasons, it doesn't seem to me, unless we're very lucky, that we're going to be able to get him in the near term.
When you say lucky, in other words, somebody tells somebody or somebody passes something or we catch somebody?
Or he zigs when we zag or we hit a target that ends up to be there and we didn't know it and we kill him. You know, the last thing I want anything I say to be is interpreted as any denigration of either the clandestine service of the United States or the U.S. military. They're doing their very best, I think. But the problem is the rules of the game are such, and the amount of assets available to our forces in Afghanistan is such, that we really don't have a lot going for us.
Does it bother you that they've closed the Bin Laden unit?
Well, I think it was a mistake, sir. And you know, the unit was a... I think it should bother Americans a bit, because what I suspect is they closed the unit because it was a source of bureaucratic heartburn for the senior leaders of the intelligence community. The Bin Laden unit was unique in the sense that it was not dedicated to a particular nation state or a particular region of the world. We were set up to track a man and an organization. And the people, the senior levels of the agency, hated the idea because it didn't follow the pattern that they had followed since 1947, and it was outside the chain of command. We reported directly to the chief of the Counterterrorism Center and then to the director of Central Intelligence. And so for about 10 years, they hated it, but they couldn't do anything about it because it was very successful, more successful under my successors than under myself. But with the advent of the Iraq War, the controversies over domestic surveillance and the banking surveillance, I think the barons of the bureaucracy just simply took the occasion to get rid of an anomaly and a source of bureaucratic heartburn to them. I think when the president said that he believed the organization was still running, I think that's perfectly possible. It's the kind of thing that a bureaucrat would do, which helped make his life easier, but was really politically stupid and a very negative thing for the American people.
If we can't get Bin Laden, Doctor, do you think we can effectively shut down Al-Qaeda?
No, and in a sense it's bigger than Al-Qaeda now, Jay. Iraq really broke our back on counterterrorism because in many ways it validated what Bin Laden had been saying to the Muslim world about the Americans, that we were after their oil, that we would destroy any government that was a threat to Israel, that we wanted to occupy and destroy their holy places. And I think not many Americans realize until now that Iraq is the second holiest country in Islam. And even on a bigger scale, the invasion of Iraq was sort of the perfect event to meet the definition of a jihad, of what a jihad was required for in terms of the Islamic religion. It was an infidel power invading a Muslim country unprovoked and then occupying it. And so we've just had, there's virtually no upside to what we did in Iraq. It's a very callous thing to say, but two of the best allies of the United States, if we really wanted to destroy al-Qaeda, were Saddam Hussein and Bashar al-Assad, Syria. It was much better to leave them alone and leave them in place until we took care of the first problem.
Then why didn't we?
Well, you know, I don't know what the answer is to that, sir. I think this administration had a particular grudge against Saddam. It's apparent that, you know, even if he had weapons of mass destruction, he was no threat to the United States. And he was not an idiot. He would have never given those weapons to a terrorist group because he would be afraid they might use them against him. I think, you know, the president and Mr. Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and George Tenet, they probably know why we did it. But in terms of the people who are working on a day-to-day basis against al-Qaeda and terrorism, the message from us was clear that this is going to really destroy your effort against the terrorists.
And they ignored it.
Yeah, they didn't want to hear it, sir. I'm frankly of the opinion, and I think a lot of the agency officers were, by the summer of 2002, the evidence didn't make any difference. The intelligence information didn't make any difference. They were going to war against Iraq, no matter what the intelligence showed or what it didn't show.
All right, best case scenario here. Another attack within the United States borders. And when I say best case scenario, I mean in the sense of another attack and we thwart it, another plan and we thwart it, we're ready for it. Worst case scenario, another attack and we get caught flat-footed.
Oh, I think we'll be caught flat-footed, Jay. For me, the seriousness of our government, and this again is the Congress and the executive, there were two touchstones after 9/11 for the seriousness of the American government to confront and defeat bin Laden and what he stood for. Three, really. The first was to close our borders, not to discriminate against anyone, but to allow law enforcement to get a grip on who's in our country, who means us harm, without the pool of undocumented people increasing every hour of every day. They didn't do that. The second thing was we really needed to push the program we have with Moscow to control the Soviet nuclear arsenal. The Soviets have 22,000 devices, nuclear devices, ranging from warheads for missiles down to nuclear mines. And that program today remains uncompleted. I heard Senator Lugar, who is the father of the program, say earlier this summer that it was only 36% complete, and that's 15 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall and 14 years after we learned that bin Laden had a unit that was out there trying to buy these devices from the former Soviet Union. And the third thing, I think, which we still haven't seen either, is just being truthful with the American people. Neither Mr. Kerry or Senator Clinton or President Bush or Senator McCain have come forward with the truth, which is basically, listen, this is not about the fact that Americans have elections or Americans have women in the workplace or we have freedom and liberty. This is about what we do in the Islamic world.
Right.
And that's not to say that our policies are bad or evil or anything of the kind. What it is to say, though, is that we better understand the motivation of our enemy, or we're never going to understand the threat he presents to us. And I think that's where we are. Americans are still convinced that if we don't keep doing what we're doing, you know, my granddaughters are going to have to wear burqas to school next week. It's kind of a nonsense situation for an educated people to be in.
Yeah, but it gets set up that way by our governmental leaders who keep pumping it up every single day that this is what's going to end up happening unless we continue this war.
That's right, sir. And it has a lot to do with political expediency and, frankly, moral cowardice. We have to take on the issue of energy. We have to wean ourselves away from that because as long as we don't have any options in the Middle East. We have to remain associated with police states in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, in Kuwait. We have to talk about our relationship with the Israelis. We have to become the major power and them the minor power, and it has to appear that way to the world. We have to do something about the corrupting influence of the Saudis in this country. But all of those things are political dynamite. You know, it's probably callous to say, but it's a martyrdom operation for an American politician to raise the issue of Israel in American politics.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I know it is, and the time with that has got to stop. It definitely has to stop. Dr. Schroyer, boy, you know, if I could spend a day with any of the guests I have on this show, I would love to just spend a day picking your brain. You know?
I don't think it would take that long, sir.
Or as you once said to me on the air, I got a marvelous education through this country. What do you expect?
Right.
But, you know, I can book you on here every other day and talk to you about this stuff. Thank you so much once again for going out of your way. I know you've had a busy day today and are going to continue to have one, to come on the program. And I just can't wait for the next time to get you on.
Well, Jay, you're very kind. I always appreciate it. And it's an honor to be able to, you know, speak to Americans. As you said, that's exactly right. They paid for my education. If I can pay a little bit back, I'm delighted to do it.
You're doing it. You're doing it and doing it over and over again. Thank you, Doctor. We'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to it, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. There's Dr. Michael Schroyer. He's an American hero, and he will tell it the way it is. It's 928-303-713-7600. You want to talk about 9/11 today and the five-year...
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
At 7th and Spear this afternoon, 4 to 5:30.
Oh, man, good for you.
Yeah, I'm just cheesed about this whole thing. The way ABC's handled it, it really looks like they're doing a lot of... it still looks like Republican propaganda to me, what I saw last night.
I wouldn't watch it. I refuse to watch it. But I shot off like my third angry email to the Walt Disney Corporation over the weekend.
Yeah, I've told them I'm not watching ABC anymore, and that's true. Although I'm watching a bit of this just so I can feel like I can complain about it and not have them tell me, well, if you're not watching it, you're premature to complain. That's what they were saying last week, and that really threw me over the edge, because it seemed like they'd released this to a lot of right wing radio. You know, Rush Limbaugh saw it, and
well,
all
Limbaugh,
these people.
Rush Limbaugh's friend wrote it.
Yeah, it's pretty. Looks just like Republican spin to me, and it's no way to treat such a historic important event here with such loss of life all over. It's just not right.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I'm not big on boycotts. I think everybody knows that. I mean, my answer is you don't watch the show, and if enough people don't watch it, and if they tell enough other people not to watch it, then it gets lousy ratings during that time period, and then ABC realizes that it's not sellable, so they don't turn around and replicate that crap again. To me, that's always the best way to be able to stop something dead in its tracks. But, you know, standing out in front of Channel 7 and standing out in front of any ABC affiliate, to me, is also a good way to go. So give us the time again on that.
4 to 5:30. There's 7th and Spear. That's right by the ABC building.
All right. Anybody want to protest the path to 9/11, get out there between 4 and 5:30. Right out there on Spear, everybody knows where Channel 7 is. Get out there and join Steve and the gang out there. And you know what, Steve? Good work, man. Good for you.
Well, thank you, Jay. I love the show.
Well, we love you too, man. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600-934. It's 24 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Gina Davis, with a look at traffic.
Gina Davis? Really? Thank you.
No, Gina Michaels. I don't know why I thought about Gina Davis. Yes, I do, because of ABC and Commander-in-Chief.
There you go. Wrapping it up, we look great around the city. I-25 back to normal speeds at the Tech Center and out of Thornton. Still a little busy near downtown. I-70 moving nicely out to DIA. 225, no problems through Aurora and no delays on the Boulder Turnpike. The hot spot to keep top of mind will be the Eisenhower Tunnel all week. CDOT is paving and the westbound side is completely closed. They're shifting that traffic to the eastbound lane, so you only have one lane in each direction there. You could run into some big delays. 30 minutes to 2 hours is what they're telling us. Weather today, midday sunshine, strong afternoon storms, and a high of 74. Right now it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1 hour digital prints from King Supers for just 15 cents each with
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice.
Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Searching and more time with my clients by just visiting tryhoovers.com?
Go check it out. Hoovers is fast and it saves you time. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
937 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that will save you money. Available only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program, and I guarantee you, you're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed-rate loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payment plan. Adjustable-rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all of your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust that you'll get results. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no, and as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program, so it's not going to last long, so call right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The number again, 303-423-7171.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We went in there in order to deprive Al-Qaeda of that safe haven. Well, we then pulled out of Afghanistan a sizable number of troops to go to Iraq. We assumed a job was done when it was not. And now the Taliban is resurgent. Well, you combine that with what Richard points out is happening in Iraq. We now have a chaotic situation there. We may not have liked Saddam Hussein, but we didn't have a haven for terrorists, and now we do.
That's Jamie Gorlick. And 9/11 commissioner. And do we have that Bob Kerry cut? We're going to play a Bob Kerry cut, too, before the day runs out here. We'll play that before we hit the top of the hour. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Just fine.
You know, there's a couple of things that not a lot of people are talking about. And one of these things, when they do talk about it, they glaze over it. And that is, Osama bin Laden's a millionaire, a billionaire with a B. And so money is not an object to him. In the past, when we fought groups like Al-Qaeda, they were underfinanced. This group is financed. Anything they want to do, they can do. If they have a dream, they can pay for that dream to happen. And that is one thing that we can't do anything about.
We're trying to freeze his assets and track the money that they transfer.
Yeah, but see, he's like Al Capone living up in those mountains, because he can pay anybody he wants to do anything he wants. And who's going to give up the goose with the golden egg? Think about that for a second. Who's going to give up the goose with the golden egg? If I give you $1,000 to hide me, I'm hidden. Especially if you need $1,000. And the other thing is that Al-Qaeda is spread out. It's not about cut the head off of the snake. It's about find the snakes. There's a whole bunch of them. They can be anywhere. As long as money is not an object, you can hide as many cells as you want anywhere you want them. And as long as our country, for some strange reason, we have this thing about money. And as long as they pay their rent, they do what they're supposed to do, they stay under the radar, nobody knows who they are.
But if they pay their rent and they do what they're supposed to do and they stay under the radar and they don't cause trouble, then why should we know who they are?
But see, that's part of the problem. See, when you and I were kids, Jay, because we're the same age, when you and I were kids, we knew everybody who moved in our neighborhood. I'm from New York, and I can tell you.
So what are you proposing? Are you proposing that we have like a block monitor system everybody?
I mean, we need to do something.
Well, is that what you're proposing, that we have like a block monitor system where we watch everybody?
I'm just saying that we need to know who our neighbors are.
Well, so how do you do that? I mean, in other words, do you walk over and knock on the door and go, "Hi, my name is Jay Marvin,
I
represent the neighborhood, and I'd like to know where you're
sure
employed.
Do.
I'd like to know, you know, where you and your wife work.
No,
I'd like
I don't
to
need
know
to know
who
all
I'd like to know who owns your home. I'd like to know,
no,
you know,
I,
what your
I
kids'
need to
names
know who
are.
You are. If I see. Where I live now, if
how about,
I see,
how about if I said to you, well, you know what, it's none of your business.
That'd be fine. At least I'd know what you look like.
Because if you look at the reports, for instance, with the British bombers that they found, the neighbors were shocked. I mean, they knew them as being nice people, law-abiding citizens. They were shocked. How are you going to get around that?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that there's a perfect way to get around it at all. All I'm saying is that when you and I were kids and somebody new moved into the neighborhood, we knew who they were. We found out who they were. We went up, we
so
said
what,
hello.
So what are you advocating? Are you advocating that somebody on every neighborhood block be appointed to go make it their business as to who everybody is that moves in?
No, I'm saying that we should be nosy, that we should ask questions. That we should not be afraid to walk up to our neighbor and say, hello, how you doing?
Now, do you think if they were really intent on doing something, do you think that they would really tell you?
At least you would be able to.
I mean, do you think they would say to you, oh, hi, my name is John, and by the way, you know, I got making liquid explosives in my basement. You want to come down and take a look?
Now, Jay, I'm gonna put you on the spot with this next question, and I'm going to say to you that, and I'm going to ask you, when you meet a person the first time, do you get an impression?
Sometimes no.
Okay. And the sometimes is the part, the sometimes yes is the part that I'm trying to tap.
Do you want to use the first time impression as a law enforcement tool? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, you know what? If you meet someone and that person doesn't seem right to you, do you watch them?
What, in my neighborhood?
Yeah, I'm talking about, okay, if I met you somewhere, like, I wanted to meet you when you were down at the Taste of Colorado. I just didn't get a chance to go down there. But if we met, right, and something about me struck you as odd, would you not pay attention to me if you saw me again? Would you not say, you know what, there's something about this guy? And even if you don't tell anybody else, would you not pay attention to me? Just to make sure that
I don't do anything. Suppose, you know, I don't know if I would or I wouldn't, but my question back to you would be, how does that translate out into anything?
Okay,
because you can't go and call law enforcement on a whim or because you have a bad feeling.
And I'm not saying that you do that. All I'm saying is that where I grew up in New York, if there was a child molester in the building, we all knew that this was a child molester. How did we know?
That gets awful, 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 awful dangerous. How did you know if there was a child molester in the building?
If we met someone that just seemed kind of odd, that just looked at kids in a way that wasn't appropriate, we stayed away from them. We didn't go hang around that guy.
So your point would be that if you ran across somebody that seemed a little bit odd, and didn't quite hit you right, what would you do with that information? Would you give it to law enforcement?
No, it would just be something that I would use.
Well, but then what good is it? If you don't give it to law enforcement, what good does it do?
I would only give it to law enforcement if that person exhibited those things that made my suspicions correct. And that's the point I'm making. I'm not saying that just because somebody strikes you as odd, you go call the cops and say, this guy is odd. I'm saying that if somebody strikes you as odd, you keep your eye on them. And if they do something that is inappropriate or that matches your suspicions, then at least you have something to act on. I'm not saying that you just go out and you report people, because you can do that. That's what happened in Nazi Germany, and that's why so many people were wiped out. All I'm saying is that as people living with people, I mean, where you live, on the street you live, do you not know the people that live on either side of you?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
How do you do that?
I lead different hours than they do, so I hardly ever see them.
Yeah, see? That's not a good thing.
Well, what do you want me to do? I mean, I get up early in the morning and I go to bed early at night.
No, I understand that. But all I'm saying is that there should be a time, maybe on a Saturday when you're not working or something like that, that you could at least see them and wave and say, hi, how are you?
You know what? This is going to sound really bad, but you know something? I'm not really interested in knowing what they're up to. As long as they don't hurt me, I'm not really interested in knowing what they're up to. I have enough mishigosh going on in my own life. Michael, thank you, man. Have a great day, and we hope to talk to you again.
Okay.
All right. 9:47 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 47 minutes before the hour here, and we'll take more of your calls coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're in pretty good shape on the drive around town. Really no major delays for you. The usual suspects as far as slowdowns. Maybe a little crowded from 38 down to Spear, but no major delay right now. Good speeds on I-70 on both sides of town. It's up in the high country where you got a closure there at Eisenhower Tunnel. Westbound is shut down doing that paving work, putting everybody through on the eastbound side of the tunnel. Looks pretty good there right now, but they're expecting some very heavy traffic and big delays this afternoon. So keep that in mind if you're heading to the high country. Weather forecast, partly sunny and cool. Chance of an afternoon storm, though. Highs in the upper 70s. Clear skies tonight, low 48. Warming up tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of around 80. Right now, it's 58 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas and win great prizes? Join the Ride Smart Thursdays movement. Pledge to commute.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Convenient location. Great people to work with, too. Like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato, and Jim Monroe, and List just goes on and on. Johnny Mays, Sherry Rankin. I mean, there's just all sorts of great people working out at Rocky's Autos. Rick and Colby and Isaac and Ziggy, and they're all out there to help you out. And you can also check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Look at the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He's the man who handles that. Or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated and been that way since 1982. I talk a lot about Rockies on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I appreciate their support, and they're friends of mine, and I feel perfectly, perfectly comfortable in recommending that you go out there and check them out and get the most bang for your car buck. Rockies Autos, they're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? Do you want to give yourself the edge? Want to see your sales skyrocket, dominate your competition, and have access to countless new sales leads? Introduce yourself to Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads, mailing lists, and business credit reports. No matter what you're selling, how you sell it, or who you're selling to, if you want to increase sales and blow out your quota, you need to call Sales Genie. Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. That's right, 100 sales leads for free just for calling. Do you want to take your sales to the next level? It's time you gave yourself the edge. It's time you called Sales Genie. Call 1-800-700-5976 and get 100 sales leads for free just for calling. Call Sales Genie today at 1-800-700-5976. 1-800-700-5976.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you, and the people... We'll hear all of us soon.
And he had big-time unity in this country. And here we are 5 years later, and we are extremely divided. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 71, intermittent clouds all day long. And let's go to John in South Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here, too. Anyhow, big guy. I watched the ABC flick last night. You know, where they kind of, they say they took out 20 minutes that blamed Clinton for 9/11. Well, I personally think there was just enough left in there in that lead up everything. That was their whole plan in the first place, was to create a vehicle by which they could blame Clinton for 9/11.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it was done by a right-wing screenwriter, and the whole thing was, you know, this is the right-wing's attempt to get into and infiltrate Hollywood.
Well, partially, but their point is, in the movie, was that Clinton was preoccupied with the Monica affair or witch hunt, whatever you want.
Which isn't true.
But I feel that the Republicans conveniently forget that throughout Clinton's entire presidency, the far-right radicals of the Republicans spent a reported $20 or $30 million trying to get Clinton on something. And they finally found it with Monica. Then they finally got Starr appointed as special prosecutor, who spent an additional 30 or 40, I think it was more than that, of taxpayer money investigating, trying to get an impeachment. And, of course, they failed there. They fail a lot. They just cover up well. But the point is, think about this. If the far-right radicals who control the GOP, the Republican Party, hadn't tried so hard and for so many years to destroy a Democratic president, to get back or get revenge for Nixon, at that critical time, 9/11, may never have happened.
Well, look.
No, that's my opinion.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, if you go read the 9/11 Commission report, I mean, in there, I mean, it's clear, and it's clear from documents that have been released, that Bill Clinton told Sandy Berger and others, never mind what's going on with Monica Lewinsky, just do what you're right.
Oh, exactly.
We'll receive blowback either way. And you might remember when he fired the missiles, you know, people started claiming that, he was, you know, the tail was wagging the dog. I mean, that, you know, that whole thing was going around. And then the other thing that's not discussed, and it's not discussed in any of the talking head shows, it's not discussed any place. I'm the only one who brings this up, and I'm going to bring it up again. You're only going to hear it here first.
Go, boy, go.
You know, the deal is... We let him get away at Tora Bora. Who was the president at that time?
Okay. May I lay something out for you here?
Sure.
Okay, a comparison of Bush and FDR. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it takes too long. But Bush and the GOP had 5 years to get Osama. Let's compare that to what FDR accomplished in 5 years. In 5 years, FDR won three real wars against Germany, Japan, and Italy. We became, under FDR, the arsenal of democracy. Those three countries were a real axis of evil. FDR tried not to create any more wars with any other countries, and we'll kill, or terrorists, let's put it that way. FDR asked everyone, including business, for sacrifice, and he got it immediately. He imposed price controls on business, rationing on everyone, and nobody whined. FDR had a commission that investigated corruption in the contractors to the military, a Democratic commission, and they were pretty darn successful. In my opinion, FDR was a real war president. This guy's a pretender. In 5 years, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, when they started this thing, they ignored all the warnings about al-Qaeda that came from Democrats, including the U.S. Commission on National Security, headed by Gary Hart, and I forget the other guy's name.
Warren Rudman.
Warren Rudman. The CIA had warned them through the presidential daily briefing about al-Qaeda, and that was ignored. They failed to catch bin Laden, I think, because they frankly didn't try very hard. They failed to attack the nation, in my estimation, that actually educated the 9/11 terrorists in hate and financed the schools and terrorists that caused this in the first place. And that's the Saudis.
We need their oil.
That's right.
We need their oil and we need their cooperation. John, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call.
Take care. Have a good day.
All right. You have a good day, too. And thanks for participating this morning in the observance of 9/11. Hard to believe 5 years has passed. Are we better off? Are we safer? I don't think so. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. Have a good day.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of...